Israel was first presented in the Bible as a name given to Jacob after he fought an angel. Its meaning was a man who has struggled with God and is commonly translated as God prevails or man seeing God. Many have argued that the word Israel in the Bible does not refer to a place, but rather a believer or a group of believers in God. Others believe the land known as Palestine was where the biblical state of Israel once stood. And in the 17th century, Sabbatai Zevi was the first Jew to try and resettle there. Sabbatai Zevi claimed to be the Messiah and amassed a large Jewish following that engaged in ritual sex orgies and the defilement of God's law. In the spring of 1666, they were planning to be the first Jewish settlement in Palestine. But things changed when Sabbatai was arrested and thrown in jail. His radical movement continued with the Frankism movement, and Zionism became more political. Although they claimed to be secular, the Zionists flooded the temples with prayers for a return to Zion and a restoration of the Jewish state. But the rabbis rejected them. In 1885, the rabbis wrote that we consider ourselves no longer a nation, but a religious community, and we therefore expect neither a return to Palestine, nor a sacrificial worship under the sons of Aaron, nor the restoration of any of the laws. While the rabbis offered no support, the Zionists garnered the support of the British crown as early as 1841, and they were funded by the Rothschild banking dynasty, otherwise known as the Bank of England. So the crown was likely involved from the start. In 1897, the political intent to recreate the state of Israel was made official to the public. And in 1917, under the British government's Balfour Declaration, British troops seized control of Palestine on behalf of the Zionists. In 1922, the League of Nations adopted the declaration. And in 1947, the United Nations granted parts of Palestine to the Zionists. Between 1947 and 1949, Palestinians were made refugees and kicked out of the homes of their ancestors. Hundreds of villages were destroyed, and thousands of Palestinians were murdered in a series of massacres known as the Nakba. The Zionists killed Palestinian Muslims, Christians, and Jews. The Zionists claimed to be non-religious, but they were mostly Ashkenazi Jews. The Ashkenazi can be traced back to the Khazars, the progenitors of Rabbinic Judaism. The Khazar Khaganate was a major empire in what is now Ukraine, Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, and parts of Russia, Turkey, and Iran. It was ruled by the Khazars, but made up of several diverse nomadic tribes. In the year 740, the Khazars mass converted to Judaism. Synagogues and schools were built, and Rabbinic Judaism was born. The original Jerusalem Talmud was replaced by the recently codified Babylonian Talmud, which was based on Babylonian philosophy and became the mainstream, thanks to the Khazars and the Zionists. Some Christians believe that this is the synagogue of Satan written about in the Bible, which say they are Jews and are not. And many other Christians have become Zionists themselves. The Zionists have tremendous support from American megachurches and Christian evangelicals, many of whom believe that as the world becomes a fiery hell, they will be saved and brought to an eternal paradise. But in order for this to happen, the Temple of Solomon must be rebuilt, and two-thirds of the Jewish people must perish. According to the Bible, King Solomon's temple was constructed in 957 BC and destroyed in 586 BC, rebuilt again in 516 BC, and destroyed again in the year 70 AD. Many Christians and Jews believe that this temple must be rebuilt in order for their Messiah to come. But there is something in its way. Originally built near the end of the 7th century, the Al-Aqsa Mosque is considered one of the three holiest sites in Islam. Islam teaches that this is where the Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven. The Temple Mount has been occupied by Israel ever since the Six-Day War of 1967, and now it looks like they are ready to complete their mission. This is the holy war that sane people have feared and zealots have prayed for. They want you to pick a side and kill each other. But we can always choose peace and learn to love our neighbors. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Showing all the angles. You're adults, you can make your own decisions. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. It's Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. Putin has officially threatened to nuke the U.S. aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean if they get any closer to Russia.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. SyncNorad has declared DEFCON 3, scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Things then. The only winning
move is not to die. Russia's Deputy President Medvedev, Dmitry Medvedev, and of course their president Putin have continued to threaten that if more missiles are moved into range of Russia, they will start attacking NATO targets. And now that there are U.S. aircraft carriers in range with hypersonic missiles, he said this isn't basically a threat. It's a promise on behalf of the Russian Air Force that we may attack you. He is in China right now, embracing the communist Chinese dictator Xi Jinping. Meanwhile, I call it like I see it, and I don't like agreeing with Biden because he lies almost all the time, but I agree with him that I don't think Israel bombed that hospital in Gaza Strip. In fact, the hospital was not bombed. But we've seen riots and protests around the world on the lie that it was hit by an Israeli missile or bomb, and it turns out that the parking lot was hit by a missile. And we have all this footage from independent news stations showing Hamas firing a bunch of missiles from a graveyard a couple hundred yards away, and one of the missiles fails and falls on the parking lot. And it's confirmed that the hospital was not hit. Some of the windows got blown out. So a giant lie. But remember, the mainstream media all picked it up and went with it before the fires were even out in the middle of the night. The White House got surrounded. The barriers got knocked down. Police got attacked. But it's not being called the greatest attack since Pearl Harbor, like they called January 6th. Huge demonstrations in Dallas, Texas. Huge demonstrations in Greece. Riots in Greece. Riots across Europe. All sorts of shootings and stabbings that get buried in the news. Huge numbers of people, in some cases millions, hitting the streets in different Arab countries and also in Persia, Iran. Instantly attacking the Israeli embassies around the world. And again, I'm calling it like I see it. Israel stood down 110% 7 hours before any response. Attack helicopters by the hundreds were 5 to 10 minutes away. 5 attack helicopters, and I've talked to military experts. They concluded that my novice assumption was correct, that 5 loaded helicopters could have taken out those Hezbollah fighters. Hamas, Hezbollah-backed fighters. So I'm calling it like I see it. You know, Charlie Kirk did that, too. A lot of the people have. They're calling him anti-Semitic. I'm just going to report what we believe is most accurate. It's clear Israel did not bomb that hospital. It's clear Israel stood down and let the attack happen. It's clear Biden wants to give $100 billion to Ukraine and Israel. It's clear this is escalating out of control. It's clear the Gaza-Hamas attack on Israel is a trap. It's clear that things are completely out of control in Ukraine, and the Ukrainians and NATO have lost, so they're accelerating. It's clear we're going into a depression. It's clear they're setting up a domestic security force to clamp down the American people and steal the next election. It's just wild. We're going to be going over all of it here today. But Putin released a very chilling statement. It's a video. We'll play it here in a moment, where he says, getting your aircraft carriers in range of us with hypersonic missiles. When he says hypersonic missiles, he means nuclear-tipped hypersonic missiles. And that they're not going to put up with nuclear missiles being brought up to their borders. And that's what the Mediterranean does. He says, this isn't a threat. It's a message from the Russian Air Force. So he's saying it's a guarantee. It's not a threat. It's a message from the Russian Air Force to your aircraft carriers. And a week ago when the first one got sent in there, he said, you better back off. And now this has happened. And China says they own the South China Sea. They're 1,000 miles away, literally attacking fishing boats in the Philippines and attacking oil drilling platforms off the coast of Vietnam. So China's out of control. I don't want to have a wider war, but I think Putin is out of line saying that U.S. aircraft carriers can't be in the Mediterranean. That's a free open sea. And there's Russian nuclear submarines off our coast. So are we going to threaten to nuke Russia because they got nuclear weapons off our coast? This needs to stop. It needs to stop right now. This is out of control. My job's easy. I'm not going to sit there and back any one group and then distort my research to comport with that group. I'm an American, I'm a Christian, I'm a father, I'm a patriot, and I'm pro-America. But our country's hijacked by the worst criminals the world's ever seen. China's run by a client state that's just as bad as the globalists. Russia didn't start this war. The globalists admit they started it 9 years ago, overthrowing the Ukrainian elected government. So I've been against the war. But I'm also against Russia escalating. But NATO's escalating, so that's just how this is going to work. Putin orders air patrols over the Black Sea to carry Kinzhal missiles that are anti-ship. Let's pull up an image of a Kinzhal missile for you, folks. So they got carrier-killing missiles. And if you look at the Mediterranean, it's just right there. Right beside the Black Sea. So it's all a very geographically compact area. I mean, there's the Mediterranean right there. U.S. aircraft carriers. There's the Black Sea. a few hundred miles away from each other. So this is going downhill real, real fast. Russia's hypersonic Dagger KH-47 M2 air-launched aeroballistic missile, hard to shoot down. The Genzhal Dagger is a Russian nuclear-capable aeroballistic air-to-surface missile. It has a claim range of more than 2,000 kilometers, 1,200 miles, and a hypersonic thermal speed of Mach 12. Warhead, 100 to 500 kiloton nuclear weapon. And he just said, we got Genzhals aimed at your aircraft carriers. Wonderful. We have a nuclear war. How are all you Harvard scum running the country in the ground and back in China going to feel when you and your families get vaporized, you murderous trash? Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's being very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And if you want to blame Obama, yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us, and attacking our culture, and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. But if we just make it about Biden, just about how horrible he is, now he's a pedophile, now his son's a crackhead and gun charges, it becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available: Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
You've got it. All right, you want to go? You've got it.
Missiles that go Mach 12 and that cannot be shot down are loaded on aircraft now, circling around the Mediterranean. And the president of Russia has warned the Navy that it's not a threat, it's a message that they may hit them with nuclear weapons. Anti-ship nukes. They don't even need to hit their target. They just airburst in the vicinity. And bye-bye. And then don't worry. We'll destroy Russia and we'll all die too. So that's where we are right now. Here's the actual video of Putin talking about part of it. I've got his other statements here. The last few weeks, I just gave you a composite breakdown. Here it is.
Взяли, затащили две авиационные группировки в Средиземное море.
Here, pause. We'll just pause it during each piece. Go back, please, to the beginning. They just moved two aviation strike groups into the Mediterranean Sea, which are getting loaded with the cruise missiles. You name it. Keep going. I want to say this is not a threat. What I'm going to say now. And I want to back it up again. And I will inform you about. But on my behalf, the Russian Air Force, Russian Space Forces.
По моему поручению, военно-воздушные силы, военно-космические силы России начинают.
Are starting. On an ongoing basis. Patrols in the neutral zone of the airspace in the Black Sea, and our planes, MiG-31, armed with Kinzhal missiles, they are known to have a range of over 1,000 kilometers at speed Mach 9. So what he's saying is, we've loaded nuclear missiles on our aircraft a few hundred miles away from you, and their range is over 1,000 miles. And this is not a threat. It's a message from the Air Force to the U.S. That's just wonderful. So this is all completely out of control. It's totally insane. You can thank George Soros and the New World Order for it. Now, let's expand on why I said the Harvard Mafia. You can talk about who runs the world. BlackRock, the Chi-Coms, all the different organizations and groups. The Rothschilds. But when you pull back and you go look at Harvard, it's the big leagues. And it's people that are put through the process of the political science department and the legal department and other systems of Harvard that make it up. And that's why the Chinese dictator, Xi Jinping, sends his daughter to Harvard. Now, that's a secret. You're not supposed to know. And the word is she's recently been pulled out of Harvard and sent back to China. What's that tell you? Because the same people that run Harvard helped set up China and Mao Zedong and the rest of it. And by the way, it's not known that his daughter under another name goes to Harvard. I got that from high-level feds. And I later confirmed it with some other feds that I was recently talking to in person on my little secret mission that will not be revealed for a few weeks. But just understand that he didn't put his daughter there for no reason. That's the nest. That's the cult where they get all the different cults together and then they plan their conspiracies against America. That's where Kissinger's from. It's where all of them are from. And there are other schools like Yale and Princeton that are the B squad or the second stringers, third stringers, fourth stringers. But, and I mean, you go look at the videos of their meetings at Harvard and you look at the globalist children. They're a bunch of bug-eyed scum. I don't care if they're white, Asian, Hispanic, all the rich, powerful globalists and oligarchs send their children, their rat-like children to Harvard to learn how to screw everybody, how to be the world's ruling class and rob everyone. And all the evil garbage comes out of there. Training the minions to carry out the master plan. Out of the whole world, one place you can say is the worst per square inch, it's Harvard. It's the problem. And what do they have? Oh, they put out the doctrine that we shouldn't elect anybody who's white. So now Newsom is asking Schiff and others drop out because they're white in the Senate race. Yeah, here's Harvard with the Muslims literally chanting and out there with all the other liberals, all the anti-Americans, calling for jihad and calling for war and overthrowing the entire West. So it's a globalist ruling class incubating every America-hating terrorist organization there is. It's their dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, and creating the opposing sides and getting us all to kill each other. And Harvard basically calling for the destruction of Israel, and then you pull back the people that run Israel are almost to a man and woman Harvard alumni. Starting to figure this out, this is sick. This is devilish. And they believe out of this managed world war that we're already in, World War III has already begun. All the top analysts agree with that, but I said it first a year and a half ago. It's not just corruption. Entrance into elite U.S. colleges is rigged in every way. And then the internal Harvard documents came out 3 years ago saying, we don't want to just block white students from coming here unless they're the kids of elitists. So you can't even have a perfect grade point average. They won't, if you're white, a white man, sorry. But now we don't want average Asians to be here. This is internal documents because we want slots for the ruling class of Asia. Because, you know, Xi Jinping's daughter, you know she doesn't have a 4.0. There's plenty of Asians that do. They're like, whoa, whoa. They said, we will exclude them saying they don't have a high IQ and personality. That was a quote. They have a low IQ and personality, saying the stereotype of an Asian with no personality. No, they just got their nose the grindstone. So this is sick. It's a sick, evil, racist, elitist, disgusting organization. And they're the enemy of you and your family. Never forget, they're the ones that want to kill you and give you poison shots and cut your food, water, and energy off. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It appears, on the final words coming in the next few minutes, that Jim Jordan's second round of trying to be elected House Speaker has failed. They're tallying the final votes, but it looks like he does not have it. C-SPAN's reporting he does not have it. People will say, well, why do we do this? Why do we unseat Kevin McCarthy? Because we're not rolling over anymore, and we're fighting back, and we're taking control of this country. And if the Democrats install somebody now, because they can help Republican blue bloods, then we'll know who the bad guys are. We're unmasking them. Let's go to the live feed from the House of Representatives deep in the swamp.
Kildee. Jeffries. Kylie. Jordan. Kilmer. Jeffries. Kim of California. Jordan. Kim of New Jersey. Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Krishnamoorthy.
One of the most evil, sniveling Jeffries. Creatures I've ever seen.
Custer.
A disingenuous, race-baiting monster.
Jeffries. Kustoff.
Could end up being the Speaker of the House. Good. Throw it all into disarray. Just stop complying.
Jordan.
They want to disrupt our country. We'll disrupt them. Remember,
Zeldin.
Congress exempted itself from regulations, insider trading. They've insulated themselves from everything. They're completely out of control.
Alpha.
They were exempt from the COVID
Jordan.
Shots.
Lamborn.
Jordan, 104.
Lamborn.
Jeffries.
Jordan.
105.
Landsman.
Now Jordan's tied with Jeffries.
Jeffries. Langworthy.
Jim Jordan.
Jordan. Larson of Washington.
They're neck and neck.
Jeffries. Larson of Connecticut.
Jeffries.
Latta. Jordan. Jordan. LaTurner.
Talk about a cliffhanger.
Jordan.
All right, we'll put that in a box
Lawler.
On screen for TV viewers.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, a vote for Kevin McCarthy. See, that's a Republican traitor. There's three people out of Texas, Republicans, going along with this. And you ask, why do Republicans do this? Well, I mean, I've noticed, really watching congressional hearings but also being in courts, the lawyers of this country, that means the judiciary, most of Congress, and the legislatures, are literally like cavemen. They don't know how the world works. They don't know there's a great awakening. They don't know people don't even believe mainstream media anymore. They don't understand that CNN has 100,000 viewers on average. They still think it has this power, and they still live in that bubble. They're dinosaurs. But they also know you get indicted by the Justice Department for a crooked toenail if you buck the system. I mean, they're trying to indict every major Trump supporter in the country right now. Believe me, I've been through it. Haven't made a big deal about it. I asked for this. I stood up to them. But it's been a lot of fun. Meanwhile, World War III alert. Putin threatens to attack U.S. aircraft carriers in range to launch nuclear strike on Russia in dark warning from Beijing. These are very serious times. All right, let's continue here with the news as we watch the votes. We put the version up that has the numbers, please, so folks can follow that. Thank you very much. Maybe make the box a bit bigger, or maybe split it so the average person can see that, because people on phones won't be able to see that. That's a little bit too small of a box there, I think. I tell you what, let's just go back to C-SPAN then with the actual numbers. Let's go full screen again with audio for a moment, please. Thank you.
Jordan. Matsui. Jeffries.
Jordan is
McBath.
Now two ahead.
Jeffries.
Now he's
McCarthy.
One ahead.
Jordan.
Did McCarthy vote for Jordan?
McCall.
Jordan.
Jordan. McLean. Jordan. McClellan. Jeffries. McClintock. Jordan.
So they're saying they project he doesn't
McCollum.
Have the votes. Again, we'll continue to watch this as it unfolds.
Jeffries.
All right. Here's what I want to do. I want to now shift gears into the Middle East and what's happening there. And again, this is a perfect example of the corporate media believing whatever Hamas says. Yesterday, going into the evening, early evening, the Islamists backed by Iran and U.S. taxpayer money began firing off hundreds of more rockets, missiles into Israel. And they were firing them from south central Lebanon. And the missile tracks are out there. I'll show you images of it. And we can see the footage. We'll roll the footage from local news station that shows a bunch of these missiles launched a few hundred yards away from the hospital. And you see one clear as day fail and fall by the hospital. Now, the big lie is that the hospital got hit. During the day now, sun rose. It's not getting any media coverage. It blew up cars in the parking lot. It did not hit the hospital. Some of the windows got blown out. So again, my job is not to defend Israel or defend Hamas or defend any of this. My job is to go over the facts. So we're going to pull it up for you right now. I'm looking for my video list. And we have the footage of the missiles. I sent it to you, so I'd like to show that for folks. And you can see the missiles firing. And then you can see one of them fails. Go ahead and roll it. Thank you. and it falls on the hospital. So that's the reality. And if you blow it up, you watch it carefully, you can see it. I've also seen a FLIR footage of this. And again, a lie goes halfway around the world before truth puts its pants on, and I agree with that Mark Twain statement. And there's a lot of other angles of this happening as well. So why would the corporate media immediately go with what Hamas said? Because they want to stir things up. They want to create hysteria. Now we've had massive demonstrations and riots and violence all around the world. And we have the left defending it and saying it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. When you see these signs, queers for Palestine. Why don't you go over there and start, two guys start kissing, two girls start kissing. The first thing you're going to find is you're going to get stoned to death or thrown off a building. So, again, I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't live over there. I'm not an Arab. I'm not a Jew. But I will just call them like I see it. Israel 100% stood down. The central government did and let the attack happen, and the facts are in. It's overwhelming. Billions of dollars from the United States, and Netanyahu believes he'll be able to hold on to power now and shut down the criminal investigations because he's got this new big distraction. It doesn't seem like that's working. Polls in Israel are 85-90% of the Jews there blame Netanyahu and the government stand down. Again, hundreds of attack helicopters, minutes away. Major bases 10, 15 miles away. That's minutes for a helicopter. Apache helicopters, you name it, loaded with weapons, sitting on tarmac. They overrun the bases. They cut through the lines. That took an hour. Your helicopters are there, and you kill those people. But instead, they sit there for 7 hours, let them run around rampaging, kidnapping people, killing people, burning them up in their houses, dragging hostages back across. You know what a sitting duck, a motorized paraglider is that flies around at about 15 miles an hour? It's like shooting fish in a barrel. They took over Mossad bases, and the Mossad members hid under beds because all of the real operatives had been pulled out. Total stand down. Needs to be investigated, but Israel's leadership is not going to investigate themselves. So that said, call it like you see it. The hospital was not hit. I have the photos. I have the videos. They're on Infowars.com. We got B-roll. Let's roll some of that. There are clips 2 and 22 and 15. And then we also have something very, very important. And as you see there, the hospital's there. It's got windows blown out, but the cars were hit. And that's what happened. And you can see the little missile strike point, even though the missile came in sideways, there on the ground. Now that's a fact. But where's the corporate media running its reports that it was a parking lot? Where are the 500 dead? Well, there are a bunch of dead people, and there's thousands dead, and it's terrible, and there are a lot of children dead, but not there. It's not true. It's cut and dry, corporate media running with what Hamas. That means Hezbollah and the mullahs said. And if you turn on our news right now, they're still saying that Israel blew up this hospital. It's not true. See how easy it is when you just go with the truth? Israel stood down. It stinks like a dead fish, whatever's going on. Biden gave $6 billion 5 weeks ago. To Iran, they gave it to Hamas. They admit they gave it to them. Hamas admits they were directed by Iran. And now Biden is about to let all the rest of the sanctions expire on Iran. What is going on? And then we have huge demonstrations still going on right now. And why is it not top story? Instead of the media showing you that it's a parking lot, and there's hundreds of videos showing that, and that it didn't hit the hospital. Some shrapnel did, but no direct hit. No 500 dead. Just a made-up number. And instead they go, oh, Biden claims it looks like it was the other team, when he has no credibility and projects total weakness on the world stage. So Israel is telling the truth about that. It's cut and dry. There's no debate. And now we're not having a discussion. Where do you see it in the news of the $87 billion of weapons and infrastructure given to radical Islamists in Afghanistan? Where's the discussion of the $6 billion? Nowhere. Where's the discussion of our open borders and the controlled corporate press? Where's the discussion of all these military-age men pouring in? The head of the FBI over the weekend at a law enforcement summit in California, in San Diego, said, oh, yes, there's a rising threat of terror because of this. Didn't even say Islamic. They said, but the real thing is the right-wingers. Yeah, right. Because that's who's being targeted, is loyal, smart, informed, good Americans who are loyal to the Republic and who don't want to be an Islamic enclave. But let's show the footage from Dallas and D.C., the protest where they were breaking barriers, attacking police last night, on the lie that Israel deliberately blew up a hospital. Why the hell would Israel blow up a hospital and give itself a black eye? Why don't you tell me that? First, qui bono, Roman, Latin for who benefits. Again, why is the corporate media not even reversing itself on this? Because they've got a job to inflame sentiments and get a full-scale attack going on Israel from all sides, not just the Gaza Strip, not just the West Bank, not just over the Golan Heights out of Lebanon, but a wider war, and this is insane. And, of course, the cherry on top is Putin saying we've loaded nuclear-tipped hypersonic missiles on our aircraft 200 miles or 150 miles from the Mediterranean. It's a message from our Air Force to your aircraft carriers. Unbelievable. Here's some of the headlines. 500 casualties after Israel bombs Christian hospital in Gaza City, Palestinian officials say. And people go on Infowars.com, this was up last night, and they say, well, wait, you got all these different angles and different sides. That's what I've told my writers and people posting stuff to do. I said, just show it all. What everybody's saying. We're going to be different than all the rest of the media, including the, quote, patriot media or the Jewish media or the Western media. We're going to just show you what everybody's saying so you can look at it like an adult and figure it out. We now know this report out of Zero Hedge wasn't wrong, because they said, according to Hamas, Israel refutes claims and provides receipts that it was a Palestinian missile that struck the Al-Halai hospital in Gaza. But will it be enough? Old Joe Biden looks completely lost as Tel Aviv press conference ends. Starts shouting at someone. Reckless media and the squad instantly blame Israel for hospital blasts caused by terrorist rocket. And, of course, that's early this morning. No, now we know it didn't hit the damn building. Joe Biden is so weak, he reads softly from note cards during his meeting with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu as war breaks out around him. And Arab leaders say, we're not going to meet with you. You're not the president. You're a clown. And Arab leaders won't even meet with Secretary of State. We project weakness. World War III watch. But see, it's like Nebuchadnezzar Chamberlain. They're getting ready to greenlight China going into Taiwan, everything else. And then they're going to remove Biden and the rest of it. And God knows what they'll put on in. And then we're going to have a real war. And here's the footage, the videos. So after all the drama yesterday, it turns out the Gaza hospital wasn't bombed. The parking lot was, and 500 people didn't die. Oh, and the rocket wasn't from Israel. It was from a failed rocket. The Palestinian terrorist shot at Israel. Absolutely insane, says Robbie Starbuck on Twitter. Yeah, that's a true statement. And here's a radar track. And by the way, the Palestinians don't deny this. They've had over 400 rockets fall and explode that they launched on their own territory in just the last year. And so that's what they're doing. When you're firing hundreds of rockets over a hospital and one of them doesn't work right, well, you know, what do? Well, you just go to CNN and tell them Israel did it. Huge riots have broken out in the West Bank after Israel bombing of the Gaza Baptist Hospital. That's people just running with the BS. Harvard University stands with Palestine. Hundreds of asylum seekers riot in Greece on the news of the blowing up of the hospital by Israel. Crowd in Iran calls for government to join the war against Israel. All White House surrounded by thousands of demonstrators, barriers broken down, police attacked, but it's mostly peaceful. Here's footage from Dallas. Demonstration in Dallas, Texas, in support of the Palestinian people. Look how big this one is. Look at this shot. Yeah. And we've got videos where they say, death to America. It's time to have jihad here. You want to see the videos? Got a whole bunch of them for you. And just like the left has turned us over to massive crime and defunding of police, here's some of the footage of protesters trying to break into the White House. And all the globalists have to do through the mullahs they control is give them the order to burn down this country, and they will. Remember when I sent reporters, Joe Biggs, now in prison, Paul Watson, 6-7 years ago to Brussels, they had national news stories, the BBC. InfoWars makes up no-go zones in Brussels. You know, people kept coming out of the business and saying, if you're white, you're Christian, get out of here, we'll kill you. How Brussels, remember what Trump said, well, you know, what's terrible happening in Brussels or in Sweden? They go, oh, nothing's happening. There's no no-go zones. How Brussels became the terror capital of Europe as another ISIS fanatic brings carnage to Belgium. How migrant ghettos turn into breeding ground for fanaticism that has sparked some of Europe's worst atrocities. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, video, Rubio calls for deporting Hamas sympathizers from the U.S. Well, you can't do that because you don't know who is a sympathizer. The border's wide open. Another Brussels shooter arrived illegally in Europe. Got to stay. Over 4,000 U.S. troops on their way to Israel. But don't worry, Biden admitted to ask Congress for $100 billion for Ukraine and Israel because they know they can't get it for Ukraine now, so they're going to tie it to Israel and give $90 billion to Ukraine and $10 billion to Israel. See how that works? So they're doing a bait and switch there for you. That's just some of the news we've got there. We have a special guest joining us, a comedian. He's also politically interesting and informative. Owen Benjamin next hour. And then I'm going to open the phones up in the third hour, into the fourth hour, to take your calls, particularly if you're in the Middle East. If you're Palestinian, you're Israeli, you're welcome to call in. Everybody will be welcome to call in. But when I first open the phones up, it'll just be for people in Israel or in Gaza or in the West Bank or in the Golan Heights. If you're Iranian, Persian, you can get in. We'd love to hear from you. But I want to hear from people in the Middle East in the third hour today. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. We have a very, very popular product that we got a limited supply of in a month ago, and we've already sold out of 90% of it, and hopefully a bigger shipment's coming in about a month. But if you want to get vitamin mineral fusion, there's all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, so you have the foundation your body needs, so when you take other supplements or eat other food, now all those other trace elements and calories get used properly. You've got to have the foundation, vitamin mineral fusion, put a scoop in a pitcher, mix it up, put it in the refrigerator, drink it morning, noon, night, great for young people, old people. And then you get massive more absorption when you drink all these vitamins and minerals and amino acids for better absorption when you drink it. So people love vitamin mineral fusion. It keeps us on air. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Again, 888-253-3139 is the operator order line, and then the other number, 877, is the number to call in. So don't confuse those, please. Again, 888-253-3139 is the order line. And we have to end this sale imminently. I've just been so busy with news or anything happening, I need to go look at what we've got and what else is going to be on sale. But we've extended the sale and extended it, and we've got a good amount of DNA Force Plus, and we've got a decent amount of Real Red Pill Plus, but we are getting very low on Brain Force Plus. Great, clean, good nootropic, brain boost, clean energy without the letdown. It's just a good, strong, you know, industry standard for cutting edge stuff. And it is super inexpensive right now. 60% off, unprecedented. The others are 50% off. That sale has to end very soon. So if you want to get DNA Force Plus, you want to get Real Red Pill Plus, I don't have time to belabor and get into what all these things do, but just like our information is super on target and game changing, this is the best stuff, the research out there to really do miraculous things for your body, your stamina, your energy, your cells, your telomere, your mitochondria, your DNA. I mean, Real Red Pill Plus is amazing. DNA Force Plus is incredible. This sale has to end, so take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, the book's been in pre-sale for a few weeks. If you want to help send it to number one, like our last book did, get it at Amazon.com. But if you want to fund InfoWars to keep us on the air, get a fundraiser signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com of The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The book starts shipping on Friday. It starts shipping Friday, and our shipping company is awesome. We don't do our shipping anymore. It's run out of Colorado. They work on Saturday, too, so most of the orders will be shipped out by Saturday for the pre-orders. It's no longer pre-order, essentially. Starting Friday, it ships out. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com, and, of course, you know, you can also get it at Amazon, which is the rating service now. The New York Times has rigged themselves, and we hit number one, and they said we refuse to give you the number one status, which is important because then all the bookstores order more, and then it wakes people up. But the big thing is it's historical, and it funds the operation. It's 200 pages long, 200 pages longer, 400 pages long, than the last book, and it's the companion to it, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. By the way, InfoWars Platinum is back in stock, but a limited supply. It's selling out. InfoWars Platinum. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWars Store.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
maverick, very popular comic and talk show host Owen Benjamin joins us to balance the hour, talk about world events, his new comedy special, and so much more. And then third hour into fourth hour, your phone calls on the escalation into World War III. So who really wins in this? Well, Benjamin Netanyahu gets a political distraction. Hamas gets billions of dollars from Iran. The military-industrial complex can dole out another $100 billion that O'Biden's calling for to be given to Ukraine and Israel. Russia's now putting nuclear missiles on their aircraft, flying around by the Mediterranean. But when you go back to this missile, again, I call them like I see them. Israel stood down 7 hours, 100% clear, hundreds of attack helicopters, five of them would have stopped it. That's a big issue. But also, hospital wasn't hit, parking lot was hit. You can see Hamas launching the missiles right over the hospital. One fails, falls on the parking lot. And then all hell breaks loose everywhere, and the corporate media isn't even reversing itself. But that reminded me, overhead shot please, of Zelensky in November of last year when two missiles fired from Ukraine hit Poland, killing a farmer and others. But they got blown up by the Polish missile defense system, so they didn't get totally destroyed, and the tail numbers were Ukrainian. It didn't matter. Zelensky called for war to be expanded with Russia. So this is an old trick. Launch missiles on yourself and then blame your enemy. And again, sometimes the enemy really launches missiles. The point is, you're not supposed to question if Jussie Smollett's lying, or you're not supposed to question a mass shooting. You're not supposed to question an attack on a hospital. The hospital was blown up, 500 are dead, nice round number, believe it. Was it true? But the corporate media loves the hysteria, they love the violence. So here's Zelensky last November. He even called for nuclear strikes and stuff on Russia over this. And when Poland said, no, it was you fired him, he said, I disagree with that. Here it is. Zelensky accuses Russia of missile attack on NATO territory. Moreover, today happened what we warned about a long time ago. We talked about it. Terror is not limited to our nation. It's already spreading to other territories of Moldova. And today, Russia missiles hit Poland, the territory of our friendly country. People died. Please accept condolences from all Ukrainian brothers. How many times has Ukraine said that the terrorist state will not be limited to the country? Hitting missiles on NATO territory, this is Russia's missile attack on collective security. This is a very significant escalation. We must act. All I want to say now is that all our Polish brothers and sisters, Ukraine will always support you. Terror will not break people free. Victory is possible when there is no fear. You and I don't have it. And he went on to say, attack Russia. So they launched the missiles in the direction of Poland, the opposite direction of Russia. They did it. There wasn't even a Russian missile attack when it happened. They weren't anti-missile missiles. They were big missiles. You can look it up. He did it. He's caught. That's a fact, but we just glaze over it. Okay, well, he was unable to get NATO to attack Russia directly and start World War III, so let's try again. And now we've seen another version of that with Hamas. I don't think they did it on purpose. They fire dozens of these missiles off. You can see the video. And then there's a whole bunch of angles. And then one of them fails at about 500 yards in the air and just falls on the parking lot of the hospital. The hospital was not blown up. We'll be right back.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book.
And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. I figured with World War III getting hotter, we'd have some fun. Have some champagne on the deck of the Titanic.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk alone. His new comedy special's a hit, Noble Savage. Owen Benjamin will be joining us, talk world events. Cancel culture, Donald Trump, Kanye West, and more. But here's a few clips from his new special.
I was canceled! Moms have, like, tactical snack gear. You know, because moms understand how to control an entire society. It's snacks and distraction. You know, like, kids start acting up, they're like, snacks, bang, snacks, boom, smacks, distraction. Distraction, snacks. And the kid, and it works so well. And I'm like, that's what they do to us, dude. Every day they're snack. But I knew I had to drop some pounds because I was in my pasture. And I was going out there with my Jersey cows. And I was wearing this, like, brown poofy jacket. And I'm bending over to fix something. And my cow looks at me. And sexually assaults me. Because I had gotten so fat that my 1,500 pound cow was like, I want a piece of that. And she did. It's weird. She thought I was like a lesbian cow. And I'm just fixing something. I just hear, boo. So I started the Moo Too movement. That's a home run joke right there. That one was for Coddington.
All right, Owen Benjamin joins us, one of the most canceled people out there, owenbenjamin.com, most recent comedy special, Noble Savage. Got a lot more clips coming up. But, boy, is the world not crazy right now. Let's get to the serious issues. What do you make of where we are? And, boy, Trump sent mean tweets, but we didn't get any big wars with him, and we're getting a new war every few weeks now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good time to watch my special and, laugh because it's getting so out of control. I see a lot of good things coming from it though. I see that people are starting to see how lies can get them into trouble. You know, why telling the truth is so important. What really matters in your life, your health, your family, your local community. Because out there, a lot of these long lies are starting to come out and, I'm not worried. I'm almost enjoying the ride because, you know, dudes like you and dudes like me that have been saying things could really go south, have been gaslit and called so crazy that now that, normal people are starting to see the results of the tangled webs we weave when we practice to deceive, as Shakespeare said, I'm cool with it. You know, I just feel bad for the civilians that are harmed. I think that's really sad, and I actually try to avoid looking at those videos because I just think it's bad for my heart, you know.
Yeah, looking at little children blown to pieces is not good. But sometimes you have to face it to understand what we're up against. But you're absolutely right; it's not good for the soul. War is the health of the state, the health of Satan. Pulling back from this, I totally agree with you. That's why my new book is called "The Great Awakening." I go to the grocery store, I go anywhere in the liberal areas of Austin. People say, why do you live there? It's where my family's from. It's where I've been since high school, from Texas. But all I get's love now. No hate. I mean, I'm in the last year, maybe three people have gotten in my face. It used to be every time I went out, it would happen. I would still get way more love, but I mean, I had to get ready every time I got out of the car to go to a restaurant, to go to a grocery store, to walk the dog. This is the Great Awakening, and we see populist, anti-globalists being elected everywhere. Government's indicting front runners like what's happening in Argentina right now. That guy's like a super patriot. So I think the Great Awakening's here, and the dinosaurs like Mitch McConnell and Chuckie Schumer, I don't think they figured that out yet. And I don't think Netanyahu, when he had an obvious stand down, in my view, in Israel, thought he would get 90% in polls against him saying, we know you stood down. So It seems like everything the old dinosaurs is doing right now isn't working. Their old playbook isn't working.
Yeah, and it's interesting what the timing is, because the derivatives market is so shot that it's funny how the financial world is falling apart right now in ways that a lot of people aren't talking about as these lies are coming out. It's almost like a Ponzi scheme is falling apart with a lot of the fiat system and a lot of these things. And the fact people traded in their family, their community, the truth for the promises of future wealth, it's all falling apart. And I'm really happy that people are giving you love, man, because, you know, agree or disagree, you know, a guy like you that's just spoken his mind over the years. I mean, I consider evil to be deception, like somebody that's manipulating and deceiving for personal gain. I've always thought that you're hilarious, man. And so it's like, even if people are gung-ho against what you're saying, to see, like, my motto is always, I might be wrong, but I'm not lying. Now that the lies are becoming so impossible to live with, it's just up is down, left is right, a guy's a girl, marriage is slavery, you know, paper is gold. It's like, just to see a guy speak in his mind is very cathartic.
Well, exactly. And you've gone through the same process. And I didn't mean to raise myself here to make myself front and center in gonzo journalism. I'm just saying the only real gauge I've got is on the street. And so
I'm happy for you, man. Well, I really am. Like, genuinely.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is beyond that, it's a message to people that aren't well known. And of course, anonymity is great. They don't really get the sense of how big the awakening is. But I think the power structure is starting to figure it out. That's what all the surveillance and censorship's about. But it's too little, too late. So for people that don't know who you are, most folks do, talk about the saga you've been through and the incredible cancel culture and where you think it is now. And I think you're agreeing there is a great awakening. So how would you track that trajectory of where we were, where we are, where we're going?
Yeah, I mean, I started my career in Hollywood a long time ago. I was on the show Punked. I was a regular on Punked. I would punk celebrities back when I was like 24. Adam Sandler put me in The House Bunny. I was the butler in that movie. Anna Faris is like nemesis, but friend. And then I was in, Jack and Jill and all these movies. Like, Sandler was very instrumental in my career. Shout out to Sandler. Great guy. Vince Vaughn took me on the road with him, put me in a sitcom. I was regular there, Comedy Central specials, Leno, Fallon, all these things. So I was repped at CAA, Prince of Bottle Young. And then I fell in love with my now wife. We had a child. We left Los Angeles, still repped at CAA. I had a big book deal, big development deal. I was still touring, making a great living at colleges. And it was the trans child thing that and this is all in writing. This is why I was censored, was my public stance against the trans child movement, because
this is about 6 years ago.
Yeah. 2016, 2017.
And when they would really come after you then. I mean, that was
crazy. I was one of the only people. My wife was kicked off Airbnb, like PayPal. I was the first blue check mark to be kicked off Twitter. YouTube, hundreds of millions of views deleted, Vimeo, Venmo, Podbean, iTunes, like all theaters and clubs. Like, I'd book a theater with my own money and they'd cancel it the week of. It was like, I got a little wacky for a bit there, because I got a little paranoid seeing that there really wasn't the free market that people said, like a theater that I could sell out myself. And bear in mind, I've never been accused of a crime. I just refused to not make fun of everybody. And so I saw the power of that.
Yeah. Give us I know it's your old act, but if you don't mind, give us a few of the transgender jokes they didn't like.
Well, I originally did the Dave Chappelle joke, and Ye talked about that on your program, where it was, Caitlyn Jenner.
I mean, it's 100%. You're one of the most robbed comedians out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner was a woman of the year. Hasn't been a woman for a full year. I did that in the beginning of the trans movement, then Chappelle did it 3 years later. But when I did it, it was still hot. It was still like trying to be put in people's heads. And I wasn't even political. But I was pointing out that everyone was against Trump, which wasn't mathematically logical. You know, I have a little touch of the tism, man. It's not even like people think I have this agenda. Like people used to think that I had this like anger against Jews. But it was just because I would make fun of them like I make fun of Canadians or Christians or Muslims or Danish people or people in wheelchairs, right? I just won't exclude people. And so I was just pointing out in Hollywood, like, how is every single comedian siding with Hillary Clinton?
But aren't you quote genetically Jewish?
Yeah, whatever that even means. You had a grandmother that was, allegedly Ashkenazi, Jewish, but practiced Catholicism. I find it all.
Where does the 8 foot tall genes come from? Cause you're like, look like, LeBron James or something.
Yeah, I'm 6'8". Well, you know, 3/4 of my family is German, Irish, or English. And then I have some Czech in there. And who even knows? I'm a weird freak anomaly. I'm just like a giant blue eyed guy with like, who farms in Idaho, who had a grandmother from a weird banking history. And we found out she was Jewish like years after she died. So I don't know. I'm just a dude. I'm just trying to be funny.
Well, it is Bavaria that has the biggest Germans in it. That's well known.
Yeah. Yeah. They're massive. So it's like, that's just what so I got an offer for your audience. That's a really interesting, thing that happened to me today. Cause yesterday I was selling my special for $20 at owenbenjamin.com, and we raised over, we made over 30 grand in like 3 days. It was insane. And I was just about to start doing interviews and promote it. And the camera guy started getting real weird about money, and he wanted more of a percentage, and he said he owned it and all this stuff. So I just said, screw you. And I returned everyone's money, and now it's free. So if anyone wants to see it, it's now free, because I don't negotiate with financial terrorists. So now he can have 100% of zero. So we refunded everyone's money, and anybody wants this, it's like perfect timing. Like right as this world's getting so wacky with, you know, whispers.
Yeah. We didn't talk before we went on, but I was like, hey, cause I wanted you on weeks ago, and then I said, oh, he's on today. I almost tried to move because all the war news. And I said, no, we need to laugh right now at the edge of destruction.
Yeah. Exactly, man. And this special is perfect timing, because you get, look, is it like the whole thing is I'm breaking victim consciousness, where it's just like whatever people are holding on to, that grudge, that anger, that hate, I make fun of it. And it was like, and it's also a testament that you can't be canceled. You know, this is in a tent in Missouri that we crowdfunded to shoot this with like all my friends, and like my buddy did the set design, and my other friend did the electricity.
Well, that's what I was going to say next.
And it just showed.
Don't they get that we are the avant-garde? Those that have been canceled were canceled because we were popular. I mean, look at how all these other talk show hosts that weren't anti-globalist a few years ago now sound just like we do, which is great. And it's everybody from RFK Jr. to, you know, to Joe Rogan to Tucker Carlson's gotten way more hardcore. And Vivek Ramaswamy, he just interviewed me last week. It airs next week. And the guy sounds just, but again, it's so when you don't give up when they cancel you and you persevere, and then it's grassroots, it's a beautiful Americana thing. It's really the Renaissance. It's the Great Awakening. Is that what you're getting at?
Absolutely, man. And I love that you brought up Americana, because that's like how we settled America. It's like, I want to bring back.
Well, my religion is Christ.
Feeling.
My religion is Christ. But Americana is who I am.
I love that, man. It's like they can make an offer, and it's actually kind of fair. Like, I don't even feel like a victim about any of this stuff. It's like, I didn't build YouTube. I didn't build this stuff, but I built Bertaria. And so they can say you're canceled, you're not a comedian. And I can say, well, you can't cancel comedy. You can't cancel a man's ability to tell a joke. And I think that a lot of people will see this and they will rise to the occasion in whatever is their life, whether they're a carpenter, or they make clothing, or they're a writer or a talk show host or whatever. Like it's always just an offer. The devil can't make you do it. You know, the devil can never make you do it. Just give you an offer, scare you, try and spook you, try and get you fearful, try and get you enraged. And so if you push back on that and you say, no, I'm going to build it myself. It's the same thing. Like I have a joke that, I sent your producer about, gay people. And I think it will do a lot for people to understand just how you can react. Like it doesn't have to be like, you can just react the way it's natural to react. And the whole punchline is just, I don't know if you got that clip.
We've got it. We'll play it in a moment and then we'll talk about it. But we're like 9 minutes to break. But before we do that, I want to go back to what you just said, because it clicked. And I was about to interrupt you and say, we should support local economies. We should support local made clothing and local farms. You know, it's what you harp on. Plus, it's better, it's higher quality, and it builds that real diversity. Go to the mom-and-pop restaurant. Go to the mom-and-pop grocery store. That's how we're going to build it. And during the lockdowns, they wouldn't let you go to the mom-and-pop. They shut them down, only the big box stores who doubled their wealth and destroyed the real economy. So what you're harping on is absolutely the secret. And so instead of just a religious revival in a field at a tent, imagine a tours of comedy revival, free speech revival, and you have speakers about free speech and America and freedom and comics and then people coming and, you know, selling, you know, farm to market goods and homemade, whatever it is. That's the real revolution. And that's why they want the ESGs and the social credit score and the cashless society, because they can then decide where you spend that money. And our checkmating their tyranny isn't just supporting people that have been censored, because that's what the globalists fear. That's the antidote. That's the default position, but also really going out of your way not to shop at big box stores, not to eat at big chains. And sometimes you have to. That's all there is. I get it. But once you start getting into the mode of really only supporting grassroots, that will grow and develop as a blood supply to that. And that's what you're saying. So go back, as I interrupted earlier, to this amazing, you're like doing tent revivals for comedy. I love it. They're banning you at all these other facilities. They call in death threat. Any club you book, you always sell out. So now you're just getting your team together and you're going and putting it in the field, emailing your fans and meeting. That is, cause that's how we get stronger. That which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. We don't give in and be victims. We innovate. We adapt. We overcome.
Bro, like right now my chat is going on Telegram because they're watching along. And Anchor Bear just said, Alex Jones is spitting fire right now. Like everything you just said is right on the money. It's like the Chinese invasion was Walmart. You know, it's like we're shown these movies, and trust me, I've been in movies. I've sold movies. Like I understand movies. It's, you know, a lot of movies are beautiful. I was just watching Field of Dreams, awesome movie. But a lot of times people get in your mind that war is just like guns and tanks and bombs, when it's a financial war and it's a cultural war and it's a war about morality. And so, yeah, like they can't, it's always an illusion that they can censor you or that they can stop you from doing what you do. And if we just say no and do it ourselves, it's so fun, man. It's like when we had this festival, we had 1500 people show up, a lot of the guys during the day, and it was like sober, no one was drinking. Like people just started doing manual labor. We're like hauling grass. It's in my special. I talk about it. Like one dude just starts crying because it was just so beautiful. The dudes were just coming together and doing work like in a field because they wanted to. And that's why I'm so optimistic, because the more the hell is unleashed, and right now we are seeing quite a bit of hell going on, that the more you see the antidote, which is local. It's honest. It's high trust. It's Americana. It's growing your own food. You know, it's like, and to just not cuck to the devil, you know? And so I'm just like, at first, like I just gave back everything I made on this special and like everything I was going to make. But it was like the most fun yesterday, saying it was for free, refunding everyone's money. It felt so good because it's almost like timed perfectly with this like, you know, global insanity that's happening. And I just think that it's cool that you persevered and you didn't break, and you know, and I hope a lot of other people doing that too, because a lot of people in my community are crushing right now, having kids, denying the demographic collapse, like being the solution, starting little companies. You know, I had one guy show that just like a bowl of beans that he like used those beans to create a whole field of beans. It's just like there is no scarcity in this world, and it's really incredible.
Well, Thomas Jefferson, who was a super genius, worshipped farmers and said that, you know, he'd been all over the Western world. He was, you know, out of college when he was 16, and wrote the Declaration of Independence. And he said, farmers know how the world really works, and farmers would be the best in government, not lawyers, not politicians. And he said, yeoman farmers are the answer. He says, even if you live in the city, you should have a plot of land you go to on the weekend. Because being in the earth, being barefoot on the soil, being around farmers and ranchers and people is literally forest bathing or farm bathing. And that's what I was just doing on my secret mission last week that won't get announced for a while, was out there in all of this with some great people. But It's literally what they want to take us out of, and that's what you're harping on, and you're doing a great job putting it out, but it's something people are rediscovering, and it's so important. I mean, I cannot stress enough that if we can't produce our own food, we're done.
And it's ironically the quote-unquote elite, like the banking class that farms people, would actually be helped if they farm, because you learn that a happy cow, a well-treated cow, gives you more milk. And it's so ironic, man. Like, now that I'm like pretty free and my life's going well, I have four sons, a wonderful wife, my community's crushing, I get to sit back and have like a interesting perspective where I even look at a George Soros, like a very monstrous character. And I'm like, he's just so wrong. He's so off. Like, he's not even doing a good job for himself. It's like, if you work down your cows, and if they really do, you know, if a lot of these like banking elite view someone like me as a cow, it's like you want good milk. You want happy, healthy cows that last a long time and deliver for you. And instead they're just like working them and demeaning them and like being really nasty to the populace, which is going to give them worse returns.
And it's going to give them giant wars and destroy them. And what you're saying is key. Remember Bloomberg said a couple of years ago, he goes, farmers have small brains. They don't have any gray matter. It's so easy to stick a seed in the ground. Anybody that's got a farming family, and I do know, they're up at 4 a.m. They are going to sleep during the harvest at 10 p.m. You got to know everything. You got to deal with pests. You got to understand the weather. You got to know what to plant. You got to know how to sell it. You got to know. I mean, it is, and of course you get high while you're doing it, because I've worked as a farmer and a rancher. Thank God my dad almost every summer would send me from the age of 10, to at least do 2-3 months with farmers and with ranchers and veterinarians. And it was, but you like zone out when you're doing it. You're designed to do it. And then you feel so good when you're done at night playing poker and smoking a cigar. But I mean, it's just something we're supposed to do. We're designed to do it. And then here's this guy, you know, lives in high rises with billions of dollars. No alien from his own species. He thinks people that know how to be self-sufficient are dumb and stupid.
Yeah. And it's also very humbling, and it punishes sin. So for those of you out there, like, if I didn't do comedy and do my live stream and stuff, I couldn't function just as a farmer, because I'm not good enough at it. Like, we have a farm stand, we make butter, all this stuff, but I can fund it with also the stuff I do. Because if you're just farming, it's like any mistakes or sin or laziness or anything, and you fail. And so it really,
it's so honest. Stay there. Absolutely. And yeah. That's what I'm explaining to people is that you're a first generation farmer, and the fact I've seen your videos, you're doing good, is incredible. I know all this stuff, thanks. And I couldn't go do it myself I couldn't do it. It is hard. Unless you're like in Ukraine, there's like 20 feet of black soil, but still it's hard. We'll be right back. And the Dutch are the best. I mean, they're like the, you know, MVPs of it. And then of course they're shutting them down. The globals are shutting them down. We'll come right back. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening.
the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
If
you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to get into comedy, cancel culture, where Owen Benjamin thinks it's going, but we've got off on this big farmer thing because Bill Gates, the Chi-Coms, the globalists are buying up farmland everywhere. They're shutting down over 10,000 farms, saying that cow farts are bad. In the Netherlands are the rock star farmers. They're the third largest food producer in the world. They're going after the Irish farmers now, literally saying carbon dioxide is bad. Now they want to cut trees down. They want to cut off the resources, folks. They want artificial scarcity. They admit they're doing it. And I mentioned Bloomberg, and I was going from memory. I want to show you some of the stuff he said. This is Newsweek. Mike Bloomberg once said he could teach anyone to be a farmer because farming needs less gray matter than modern work. Well, the easiest farming thing to do is basically cattle ranching, but they've got a fix on the market where the meat packers get all the money. The ranchers don't. And our family just does cattle and pine trees and Christmas trees now. And that's the easiest. And it's still a bunch of work. Okay. And my family knows all about it. They've been on the same property. We've sold most of it over the years. We bought like 20,000 acres from Santa Ana, like, you know, the mid 1820s. And the family's down to, my dad's got 2,000 acres, the rest of the family has a few thousands. It's a big piece of land. But all the cattle ranches have basically been sold, so mainly it's forest. So now we grow trees, and that's how they pay the taxes and live. But it's still a full-time job. The idea that it's easy from Mike Bloomberg, it's like he's a space alien showing up, having no idea how we operate. It's truly disgusting. And then Bill Gates is buying up all the land. Meanwhile, Arkansas orders Chinese company subsidiary to divest itself of agricultural land. This is so valuable. I agree with that move. Owen Benjamin putting bookends on the farming issue because they don't want us to be self-sufficient. And then let's get back to what you wanted to get into with your clips here.
Yeah, and it's just there's so many mistakes you can make. I mean, I was just had a buddy help me with my fencing. Like just fencing, a lot of people don't realize that your fence posts will just wiggle their way out over a few seasons, and you have to like cross brace them, and you have to like how you put in the cement and how you keep it tight and how you keep like a little goat from not getting under it and impregnating his mom. You know, it's like constant failure. And so I don't want people to think that I'm a rock star farmer because I fail nonstop. And if I didn't have comedy income, it would be brutal. But that's kind of the point, like to make a living doing it and to wake up every morning and having a cow smack you in the face as you're like milking her and she's kicking over the bucket and, you know, it's freezing outside. It keeps you humble and it keeps you grateful. And I was just talking to a buddy at the feed store about that where he's like, yeah, everything's always going wrong. But I'm like, I always have joy. it's so true. It's like, that's why a lot of times the happiest people in the world are like, would be considered peasants because you're constantly smacked down by nature. And
that's what our ancestors did. That's why you say you're anti-victimology. Yeah. We need to embrace, you know, it's hard to grow plants in space because there's no resistance. They need the wind. They need the storms.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's like, with hothouse tomatoes, if you're too gentle on your crops, they don't grow roots. Like if there isn't any resistance, they don't grow roots and they just fall down. And I actually see the elite class is actually falling apart because of this, because a lot of the biggest rock star, really wealthy guys, like whether it's the Rockefellers or any of those guys were tough dudes. Like they would come in, like the guys who founded Vegas, like all these guys, and then their kids got it really easy. But they could manage it, and now their grandkids are like, you know, soft, gay, and vegan, you know? And it's like, it's hard to sustain. It's like those old things that, you know, the sound of a civilization going up is wooden shoes and going down, it's silk slippers. And so it's another reason why I'm not too scared is a little bit of pullback in luxury I actually think would be good for the spirit of the West. And so if we do face times of scarcity, it'll be good for families. It'll be good for seeing what matters. And, you know, and I love it. And
cause no, I totally agree. There's a paradox. There's a paradox. The globalists want to cut our resources off to make us go deeper into their electronic technocracy straitjacket and submit to becoming even less human. Whereas you're saying go be in hardship outside their system. If you've got to fund it inside their system, but beam it back to build the new civilization, that's the answer. The civilization is collapsing. They've decided to collapse it to kill us. No, we're going to use their collapse to become stronger.
Exactly, because they want it very comfortable and detached from reality and nature. So exactly right. You use their resources. You don't have to, like, bug out and go to a ghost town or anything. Like, you stay in their systems. You use their resources. But you develop a culture of anti-fragile where it's like the problems are fun. Like, we had this camera guy freak out of nowhere. I thought he was my friend about how he really owns the special and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, flip a switch. It's all free. Give everyone their money back. Bang. And then instead of like crying over, you know, crying about how I just lost tens of thousands of dollars, I was like, Bertaria, you know, and that's like what founded America. And so it's a cultural thing where I saw a great Jocko Willick video years ago just called Good, where everything bad that was happening to him in war, he just kept saying good. And out of those calamities, something good will come. And that's the culture that'll ride through anything that comes our way.
No, you're right. The problems are fun. You mentioned this earlier. Reintroduce it. Clip 3, gay pride.
Yeah, yeah. Like as far as this, like I see, because I've been seeing this for a while. You've been seeing this for a while. Where now it's coming to a point where people are just freaking out about what to do with the gay stuff. You know, where it's like, they're teaching it to kids and now there's this like rage when just the masculine approach and just the normal approach is the most effective. So check out this little clip about gay pride.
Here it is.
It's that they take pride in it. They're like,
around something too despicable and disgusting for me to discuss right now in a tent. In Missouri, in a hayfield. You know? And we're not alone, guys. Tons of people get this, but they just don't know this valuable thing that you don't have to backpedal. Amen. When they're like, I happen to be gay. I'm like, you happen to be the f*** out of here now. Get. Why don't you pack up the rollerblades and go down to the bar where you belong? And they don't know what to do. It's so funny you like crack their programming because you're not even mad. They're like, no, but I just said I'm gay. And I'm like, I said get. And then people say stuff like, they go, well, I'm offended. And I'm like, hey, little buddy, do you know where your mommy is? Or, I'm like, what do you want me to do? Or did you like, when someone says they're offended, I treat them like they just shit their pants.
And you know, my issue here is I literally don't hate anybody for what they do in their personal life, but it's become a cult and an agenda to rule our lives. So I like you going to the far extreme of just saying no and saying, yeah. I don't buy the fact that you're superior to me and that you're the tyranny of the minority.
Yeah. And you don't have to like want to hurt them or anything. That's the thing is that, cause then the reaction is, oh, you're trying to hurt me. You want to hurt me. I'm like, no, I just don't want you around my kid. And I don't want to hang out with you. If you like take pride in doing something gross, I'd feel the same way about like crackheads. You know, if someone's like, my identity is based on, you know, smoking meth and stealing copper, I'm like, get out of here. Like, and people at the festival kept coming up to me and being like, dude, this festival is so great. It's like, cause they were sober. It's like one of the first, festivals they'd been to where they weren't serving alcohol. And they were like, you know, I had a great time last night and I can remember all of it. I'm like, yeah, that's what happens when we don't get drunk. They're like, the food, it feels good when I eat it. It doesn't make me sick. I'm like, yeah, it's organic food. And they're like, and there's no bad, like the people are great. I'm like, yeah, I only hang out with great people. Like I'm very discerning. And that's all that matters. Cause now they're like rolling out the rainbow carpet for these people where it's like, if you're a sodomite, you get special privileges in society. It's just so dumb. And if you just kind of laugh at it and you're like, so how much sodomy do you have to do to get your special treatment? Like 3 acts a year? Like,
but listen, that's the thing
really
though.
Like the movie?
Then it's not enough. Now it's the children and pedophilia and Target and all of it. It's out in the open.
Well, that's why I turned on. I used to be like pro gay rights and all that because I was like, I was very of the mind of like, you know, who are we to say what someone else loves or what someone else does? And then I saw it clear as day. The agenda is right there. It's about normalizing it to kids. And you can't, if you have a society that normalizes sodomy, you can't just keep them in their rooms. They're going to bring it into schools. They're going to bring it into media because there's no argument against it. You can't be like,
well, it's because it's all about that. I mean, it's not about science, technology or farming. It's all about these things that don't procreate humans, which is all about the depopulation.
That's what it is. And I think that's the ultimate agenda and why it's being pushed is, I don't think the elite class just love rollerblading and soybeans. I think they want less people and they want to break family units because if you have, you know, a sodomite vegan, addict that's depressed and thinks that there's no God and we're in an infinite hell or whatever. You can get them to work for less money. You can get them to travel around the world and be a slave. But if you have a man with a family, you know, because the anus is not a sex organ and you get with a woman and you have children, that man is going to stand for principles. He's going to stand for the American way of life and he's a lot harder to control. And it's so obvious, you know, it's so obvious that that's the point. And, you know, just pump them up with fluoride and vaccines and get them gay. That way you can be like, we'll pay you whatever. And people will just take it because they have no like pride in their self. They don't have a connection to their creator.
Well, I'm sure you saw all the Super Bowl ads. The one I always mentioned, there's thousands of them, is the Gillette ads they were running where it shows a couple guys walking down the street. They're by a coffee shop. They see a nice girl. He tries to talk to her, and his friends all hold him back, go, you don't talk to a woman. Now, having a convicted pedophile have your kids bounce on their knee at a public school or a library, that's okay. but a man at a barbecue, hey, I'd like to go on a date with you, that is persona non grata. So they're telling young people, don't ask girls out. That's rape. just have sex with men, which isn't sex, and there's no people.
Dude, that's so true. It's like crazy, right? Like they're just, but the good news is outside of this, outside of that crazy world, like I'm homeschooling my kids. They have a Christian curriculum. We have a local community because we've had enough. And they almost have to go to this breaking point. Like I was raised in a public school. I was on an eighth of an acre in a little town and I had no connection to farming and all that stuff. And because of the love I have for my family and because of the need I have for truth in my life, we're going above and beyond to get away from that. And we're not the only ones.
What is the local community like? Tell us where you're at since you've been there these years, have you seen it get more awake, more anti-globalist?
This area, I think, has always been pretty based. I'm in North Idaho and I'm almost kind of happy that there's all these rumors that it's all like Nazis and meth because it kept people out because it's totally not that. It's awesome. Like I live down the street from, there's a few people around here that like one of them was in, was the head of agriculture, like the secretary of agriculture in Bush's cabinet. But he's just this great guy who loves horses and, you know, it's a low debt area. So there's like extreme wealth and like dudes and trailers and stuff.
Well, that's the thing. They tell the left along. Don't move to the country because all the rich globalists and people live in the country. That's what you see in the country is extreme poverty, extreme wealth, but everybody's together.
Everyone gets along. Yeah, there isn't that classism where it's like if you have a dude in a trailer that can fix your tire or sell you good beef, he really isn't under the guy with 1,000 acres. And it's all about the honor code. And it's like,
and that's what Thomas Jefferson said. It was a unifying of the classes. Let's play some more of these clips. You want to play Giants versus King David? Kanye called O&B slavery is a choice. Highway to hell.
If you have a large Christian audience, I think you'll enjoy, the Giants one. It's about, it's about the Bible. You'll enjoy this.
Let's roll that. Here it is.
Cool.
And we started this Christian curriculum that's really good. But as a giant, there's a few stories that I have issues with. You know, the Bible's great and everything, but there is some serious, anti-giant bigotry going on there. Like David and Goliath, great story. I understand, you know, when you're with God, you can kill the giant and everything, right? But like my kids will like try to recreate David and Goliath and it's like a freaking hate crime. You know? Cause I'm 6'8". I'm like legitimately a giant. And they're like, it's a giant. Let's kill the giant. And they just start hitting me and they're like, yeah, we're like, David, that's a giant. Kill the giant. And then I started being like, well, did the giant get like a rock to throw or no? It's like, no, David had God on his side and like a weapon. I'm like, how come the giant didn't get a weapon? They're like, that giant got what he deserved. And then there's a couple other stories in there that are kind of interesting. Like one was King David getting Saul's daughter. You guys know about this one? Yeah. You guys know or no? Because I'll explain it. You know this one? Because like when you do a Christian homeschooling, like I was raised Catholic, so no one ever brought up the Bible. Everyone's just like, it's like nobody cared. I was like, oh yeah, I'm Catholic. They're like, well, what do you think of King David? I'm like, who's that? I just give this pedophile money. And so, this is one story where King David really wanted Saul's daughter. He thought she was really smoking hot. And he went to King Saul and he said, what can I do to get your daughter? And King Saul told him what he needed to do. And so David went around to his buddies to see if they wanted to help out. And I really want to know what that conversation was like. Can you imagine being King David and you go to one of his buddies and you're like, listen, man, have you seen King Saul's daughter? And the guy's like, his name's Gary. Gary's like, yeah, man, she's pretty hot. He's like, oh yeah, I'm willing to do just about anything to get her. Are you down to help? And he's like, yeah, man, you have my back. I got your back. What do you think? And he's like, bro, it's pretty intense, but you're committing, right? And he's like, yeah. He's like, okay, we got to kill 100 guys. And the guy's like, why? Did they do something to you? He's like, no, no. They're Philistines, right? F*** those guys. So we're going to, are you down for a genocide? And Gary's like, dude, that's super intense. He's like, are you in though? You said you were in earlier. He's like, yeah, yeah, I'm in. He's like, okay, so you promise you're in. You're now in no matter what I say now. He's like, yeah, King David, you're the man. Like, I love doing sheep work with you. You're always great. You have my back. I got your back. We'll kill some Philistines. F*** those guys. You know. He's like, all right, so after the Philistines are dead, I'm going to be doing something to them that I really need you to get on board with early. He's like, what are you thinking? You thinking about like poking them with a stick or something? He's like, no, 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 no. I got to bring back a little trophy to old King Saul. He's like, what do you think? Like an earlobe? He's like, this is a true story. This is in the Bible. He's like, King Saul needs 100 foreskins from the Philistines or else I can't get her. So after they're dead, I'm going to be pulling out their ween and doing a little clipping, and you're going to hold the bag for me. And Gary's like, dude, he's like, you committed. And now we're going to do 200. And they did it. Like they got a big bag of dicks. And then King Saul was like, dude, I was just joking. I can't believe you did that. Jews are pretty cool people, you know.
Well, that was the ancient world. Lots of that. The Jews were against throwing your children into pits of fire to Moloch. So, you know, they were just cutting people's dicks off.
No, it's baby steps. It's baby steps. Yeah, I just couldn't stop laughing thinking that King Saul might have been joking where he's like, dude, you did that? Like I was just messing around. But anyway, so that special is free. And if anybody feels, you know, like they want to support, just subscribe to unauthorized.tv. That's our own private servers, our own
unauthorized.tv.
Every day.
Okay. Unauthorized. Give us the website again and tell us where we see the special.
Unauthorized.tv, the special's on there. It's our site. It's our paid site. And it's the one place that I have never been canceled from because we built it ourselves. But the special is also available at owenbenjamin.com or rumble.com/OwenBenjaminComedy or bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy or any of these things because I wanted it to be able to be as accessible to people as possible. But if you're feeling grateful and you want to throw in, just subscribe to our website and, watch the streams or just enjoy it. Like, I'm just glad you guys get to enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to watch the special
comedy.
Let's go to clip 5 and 6 back to back. Kanye called Owen B. Slavery's a choice and then Highway to Hell. Play those.
Apparently I'm the guy to call if you get kicked off platforms now because I survived, you know? And like, what was it, like 8 months ago? I get a call from Kanye West. And he's like, hey man, it's Ye. I'm like, wait, what? Seriously? And it was. We ended up becoming friends and he's like, I hear you can get through this though. And I'm like, yeah dude, yeah, you can too. The advice I told him, I go, just don't be dependent and don't be a victim. They don't have to give you any of their systems. So whatever they kick you out of, they made and you're not entitled to. And I go, yeah, you want to know what would blow the world's mind? If you started picking your own cotton for your own clothes. Dude, I told him that. And he was like, yeah. I was like, dude, because say what you will about Kanye. He said one of the truest things of all times. He said, slavery is a choice. And that's a fact. And I was like, you want to break victim consciousness for your people? They're always like, oh, the music now is so bad. It's so disgusting. Everything's so disgusting. The baby boomers are like, we went to the moon. We put a man on the moon with grit. And our music had morality. I'm like, dude, you had a song called Highway to Hell. Like, that's the most directly satanic song. Inhuman, and you guys probably are like, oh no, it's a good song now. It's f***ing Highway to Hell. It's not like side roads to hell. It's like highway to hell, like the fastest you can get to hell. Like no detours, no exits.
Well, good very time. Impressive. I'm going to watch it tonight when I get home. But what I like about your comedy is it's just about real stuff that's going on, and it just becomes a huge joke.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like how you just described, like what you just said is a bit. Like that was very funny. Like how you just described exactly how it is when it comes to not talking to a girl at a barbecue, but you can have your kid sit on a pedophile's lap at their school. Like that's a bit. Like sometimes it's just like you just say the truth and it's hilarious. And that's what I love about the truth. You know, sometimes I exaggerate for the bit's sake, or I use hyperbole or use a character or something, but yeah, it's great. I think the people, if the people can laugh, they won't get pulled down by the fear, you know?
Well, sure. Well, why was Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy so funny? They made fun of black people and white people and other, they did it all. And the point is that we should make jokes about everything. It's absolutely true. But if somebody like Bill Maher makes a Jewish joke because he's half Jewish, he can, but then somebody else can. And whether you're Jewish or not, people should revel in being made fun of. You know, one of my attributes, and I'm not saying I'm great, but I saw in hindsight is I've always loved being made fun of. I see it as endearing, and I do ridiculous stuff. I like it, but I don't understand this thing about, in fact, my favorite stuff is being made fun of. In fact, they used to do these huge pieces with, and they get like 20 million views attacking me. And then when I'd say, I love that Bon Iver song, Alex Jones thing, and they'd go, oh, he likes it. They'd pull it. It's like, yeah, I want to be made fun of. What shows the global is the fact that they don't like being made fun of. They don't get that's like the coolest thing.
Bro, I got a wild conspiracy theory for you, man. I think that the ADL is actually to get people to hate Jews. And like when I make fun of Jews and like make fun of Christians.
Hold on, don't hang up. Can you do a few more minutes with us?
Yeah, but just real quick.
No, we gotta go to break.
You know what you're saying. Okay, got it.
No. I don't know. You probably don't watch my show. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. It's literally get Jews attacked so they get more money. I mean, that's one level to it. I totally agree.
When I make fun of them, it like makes people like them. It's actually the exact opposite. Everything's inverted. Yes. All right.
I got it. It's hilarious. Owen Benjamin, please do some jokes about me. I like it. See, I understand how it works. I don't, yeah. That's something, the uptightness of these globalists is just, why don't they just join humanity? It'd be so much easier. But they can't help it. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Hour number three, a little bit more with Owen Benjamin. We'll talk about the ADL with them, the chief tyrants and bottle washers of Satan. We'll be right back.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1-5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system. So if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hotel.
King-size bed, one with a king-size bed. If I could just perhaps get a room with, you know what I'd like? A room overlooking the park. Are the rates high for that?
All right, Owen Benjamin's got to go, so I can't play the whole bit. But it's John Belushi starts hacking things up when he gets frustrated. And it's making fun of an archetypal Japanese samurai thing of being explosive and so serious. And you're not supposed to do that. But when white people make fun of Asians, they love it, actually. But the whites think you're not supposed to do it because they want to control you being real, and comedy gets you real. In closing, Owen Benjamin, you got cut off by the break. You wanted to talk about the ADL. Please repeat that, then get to the other part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think people making fun of each other is beautiful. And if I was going to make fun of you, it would definitely be male vitality pills. It would just be like talking about, like, the globalists don't want you to get an erection, but we got male vitality for that patriotic boner. You know, I would do something like that, and you'd laugh.
And I'm willing to go 110% for America.
The globalist, Hillary Clinton, doesn't want you to get a proper patriotic erection. And your supplements are really good, you know, but it's just like, that's how you do it. So anyway, the ADL wants people to hate Jews to keep Jews in line to do the bidding of whatever their masters are. And if you got someone like me that just points out funny stuff about them, they actually feel loved and welcomed, because that's how men communicate. And so it's also a way for men to keep testing each other to make sure their egos aren't getting out of control. And so that's why I think comedy is really important for the world. And when I was told that I had to pull back on certain groups, it doesn't help them at all. In fact, it makes them insane. Like, if you don't include people in the joke, then it's almost like, when you go down the trans rabbit hole and you really pretend that a 5-year-old's a boy's a girl, like that makes them insane. And so to pretend that, like, Ben Shapiro doesn't have an issue when it comes to dropping bombs, I'm dropping bombs, selling shakes. You know, like, if you don't acknowledge that the dude says the craziest stuff sometimes and as he's trying to sell his sheets, it doesn't help the guy. Like, the guy's just now kind of spinning out of control a little bit, like frothing at the mouth, trying to get another war going, you know? So that's why I'm glad that you guys can all enjoy the special. And if you like it and you want to be, if you want to support unauthorized.tv, or you can directly send me a letter, whatever you want, to P.O. Box 490 Sandpoint, Idaho 83864. But, Alex, you're the man, dude. I'm glad you're getting the credit that you deserve, because, you were saying some, I hear it all the time. I hear people say Alex Jones was right. Even about the gay freaking frogs, man, you were right.
Well, I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear. I didn't raise the fact that I'm getting all this love to go, oh, look, I'm getting love. I'm a well-known.
I'm giving you love, dude.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I just want the listeners to know. They threw their whole demonization campaign against me like they were invading the country. I mean, tens of thousands of articles, thousands of TV programs. I mean, and it backfired because the system is out of gas. It's not that I'm that good, Owen. It's that they're that bad. So the great awakening's here. We love you. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you so much, Owen Benjamin.
You're the man, Alex. Talk soon. Peace.
You're the man. Thank you so much. And I wasn't on him about that. I don't tell that story to like, oh, look, I'm popular. We went out a few weeks ago in the armored vehicle. We hadn't done it in like a year with me. And like hundreds of people cheered us and loved us. And one person said, F you. I mean, it's just, that's a gauge of this guy the system's demonized is love, just like Trump's exploding everywhere. The system has failed. I mean, they should regroup and stop, but they're not. They're like, well, let's start a war with Russia. Let's start a war with China. Let's run over here. Let's bring aircraft carriers and nukes over here. And it's crazy. All right. Phone calls on the Mideast crisis. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Oh.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
In the heart of ancient Rome, General Alex Jones of InfoWars stood at the forefront of a defining battle. The odds being heavily stacked against him, the atmosphere was thick with tension. But in the heat of the clash, as hope seemed to fade, the heavens themselves offered a sign. With InfoWars.com/show, thou shalt conquer. Share the link today.
Here come old backdrop, he come grooving slowly. He got juju eyeball, he won.
Front lines of the info war. Attempts have been made to neutralize the info warrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and just put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
We're receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Emerging victorious against the New World Order, here's your host, Alex Jones. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fun little AI produced pieces by Chase Keiser. Okay. As much victory as we're having, let's be honest, we're getting our asses kicked at the same time because the government at the top is seized by the globalists and they are still weaponizing the Justice Department against the people. And they're really hard to believe. They're so huge. Look at these headlines. 22 years in prison is not long enough for thought crimes. DOJ appeals to give the Proud Boys even longer sentences. Here's another one. Breaking: Twitter user Douglas Mackey, who made a joke about Hillary Clinton, to get 7 months in prison after being found guilty of election interference for making memes disparaging Hillary Clinton. Here's another one. Just in: Trump lawyers filed notice of appeal of judge communist unconstitutional gag order in D.C. But Owen Benjamin talked about this when he first came on, and this is something I meant to cover at the start of the show, but Putin threatening to nuke the aircraft carriers kind of distracted me. I think you can understand why. Oil surges after Iran calls for oil embargo against Israel. Financial crisis nearly unavoidable without AI regulation. They don't want you to have AI. They're going to have AI, says the SEC leader. Global debt at record levels is free. Lunch is over. Yes, it's definitely over. And then we have Bill Gates, who with the UN and the CHICOMs, literally it's China that developed it. Bill Gates is behind it with this UN WEF consortium with the global digital ID for the carbon tax, for the social credit score, for the universal basic income, for the vaccine passport. Big article by Ken McCon, Reclaim the Net at InfoWars.com. The Gates Foundation pushes for digital ID systems despite criticism. You know, this guy used to just give you computer systems that didn't work and surveilled you. Now he wants to be your doctor and control your bank account. So that's some of the news we've got on that front. All right, here's what we're going to do. And sometimes I'd say, hey, I just want calls from Australia, or I just want calls from Germany, or I just want calls from the UK, and there's some big story. And if it's a small country, you know, we might get two or three calls. Sometimes if it's the UK, we have huge listeners, we can load the phone system. But please don't call at first if you're a regular listener in other parts of the world. This is a chance for people in Gaza, in the West Bank, in Lebanon, in Israel, to call in and give us your take on the clear Israeli stand down, the false report that Israel blew up the hospital. It's confirmed it hit the parking lot, whatever hit it. It looks like it was missiles launched by Hamas. But you can disagree with me. All I want is a clean phone line. You can call in to millions of listeners and give us your take, your view, unfiltered, uncontrolled, right now. So here's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Dial your country code, and if toll-free numbers don't work with the country code, and they don't in some phone systems around the world, you can dial the country code at 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. So I want to just give people a chance that are in that incredibly dangerous war zone to unfiltered. You're an Israeli. Want to give your stance. Want to agree. Want to disagree. Want to call me out. You're in Hamas or you're a Palestinian. You want to call me out or agree with me, whatever. You're in Iran. I know that's beginning in Central Asia, but if you're in this, we want to leave the phones open for you. We'll probably get three calls from the Middle East, I would guess. And then that's it. Whoever comes in, we'll get to you, and then it's open for everybody else. As soon as that happens, and as soon as we find out how many callers we'll get, we'll open it up for everybody else. 877-789-2539, and we'll take your calls coming up. And I see the phone line's loaded. Again, don't call if you're not in the Middle East. I want to give those folks a chance because I know you want to hear from them. I want to hear from them. That is coming up here in a few minutes. Man, I got a lot of other news here. I could easily talk for 5 hours of what I've got here in front of me, but let's talk about this right now. Let's shift gears. Do you guys, maybe I missed on the list, do we have this Jordan Peterson DMT clip? I want to talk about that. I want to play that. And again, I even forgot to tell the crew today. I gave them the clip. I forgot to give them the clip of one of my earlier visits with Joe Rogan. I think it was 5 years ago on the Joe Rogan Experience. Just to get us past all this war and the comedy and the tragedy and just all the temporal things. But the interdimensional systems that the mathematics show are there. I was on with Joe Rogan before it was declassified about a year later. And I said the Department of Defense didn't just test DMT and LSD and everything on the troops and the general public. They've had, since the 70s, a secret project intravenously keeping people under for up to 10 hours, is what I was told, by people that ran the project in San Francisco and London, with people on intravenous drip, keeping them on a DMT, pure DMT high. Because if you take ayahuasca, it metabolizes in the gut, so you're basically passed out or out of your mind for 10 hours. You take DMT pure from the toad or whatever and smoke it, then you are down for about 5-10 minutes. But it doesn't matter whether it's a Buddhist or a Muslim or a Christian or a Hindu or an atheist. When you take the DMT, you see space aliens. You see other dimensions. They give you advanced knowledge. They tell you things that are going to happen in the future. Because that's all real, folks. That's all around us. Our sight is a tiny spectrum of the light bandwidth. We're basically like blind. because we couldn't operate if we were seeing everything else going on around us. But our third eye can see it, the pineal gland. When we sleep, we don't just war game what's happening in our lives. Some of the dreams are interdimensional or astral projection, whatever you want to call it. The spirit world is more real than the third dimension. The third dimension is a basis or a launch pad, a foundation for everything else going on. And I talked about that a lot on that show. He was on a few months later. Elon Musk came on and basically repeated word for word what I've said. And so when you realize that it's a much bigger, larger thing than what we can consciously or temporarily see, it frees you from the bondage of believing that you're going to die and go away, but that you are an eternal spirit. So this is a live show. It's 1:15, almost 1:16 Central. But I'm going to ask Marcos, who's going to put the shows out on Band Up Video today, to go to episode 12, whatever it was, 1255, whatever it was, on Joe Rogan. You can also search it. Alex Jones talks about DMT experiments. But the point is, I lay all this out a year before they declassify it. What's amazing is the London Telegraph, when they declassified it a year later, said, yeah, in London, in San Francisco, as I told you, they are doing this. And I only knew this because one of my mom's friends, when I was like 6, 7, 8 years old, she's still friends with her, one of her college roommates, was a project manager at one of these facilities. And of course, it's run by the CIA, but it wasn't a CIA project. It's a private facility where they're doing this. And I remember being on road trips when I'm like 6, 7 years old to the beach, the Texas beach. We also, it was a road trip up to Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I'm sitting in the back of the car, the comic books, you know, sleeping or whatever, listening to this and listening to this project manager talking about IVs, DMT, interfacing with the elves, getting communications from them. This is a government project. And again, people say, wow, why is your family involved? My mom just knew this lady. It's everywhere, folks. It's a massive project. But I am on record talking about that on Joe Rogan a full year before it's declassified. Now here comes Jordan Peterson. And he tells the truth about it. They killed the project because the government didn't like the answer they were getting. Because if you're a Christian and you take DMT on average, you get attacked by demons. 100-foot, the most common thing is a 100-foot tall praying mantis that tries to break your will because they know they don't have you. You're like, why are you here? We hate you. We're going to kill you. If you aren't a follower of Christ and haven't been born again, they go, oh, we're here to help you. But the more you take it, the more you get in league with them. They're little elves in green uniforms, little green and black uniforms. They wear little elf masks. They take those off later. They don't like you. This is what happens to everybody. And this is the government knows this, okay? Because you don't go to a foreign star to talk to aliens. You take these drugs and you're now in there. And again, the higher order, the angels, the God that created them, they don't interface with you unless you've opened it up and God's authorizing. It's very rare. But the demons, the lower forms, will break the rule and try to influence autonomous, independent life forms. And so this is what the globalists believe, what they do at Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. It's all about bringing these entities in. And so we're doing this live right now, but later we're going to find the clip where I do intravenous drugs, DMT, blah, blah, blah. And then a year later it's declassified. But because I didn't send the crew, we're just going to cover this now. But later this will be posted to Bandai Video, so I hope you go get it. They call them the machine elves. And Terrence McKenna talks about it, Timothy Leary. And it doesn't matter if you're a hardcore atheist. You'll sit there and talk to things that look like the aliens from Alien. And Geiger, who was a big Satanist, admitted he channeled that on drugs. That's what they really look like. At least that's how they manifest. So they look like elves. They look like the thing from Alien. And they look like 100-foot praying mantises. Two people, I've never taken it because I know how serious it is. I'm not opening those gates. Two people in my office who are Christians took DMT and they didn't even know each other had done it. And they both got attacked by the praying mantis. And it's just like they're going, I will break your will, your gods, will you give me your soul right now? And they're like on some orbiting spaceship around some foreign sun, and you're like in this cage tied up with these little goblin demons all around you and a giant praying mantis just break your will. And I'm not scared of stuff, but I'm scared of it. And I've had a lot of famous people trying to get me to take DMT. I've had, you know, the biggest rock stars try to get me on a private jet to go to Reykjavik to take it. Whatever reason they want me to take it. And I'm like, well, I better not take it. Yeah, yeah, so here I am talking about it. Oh, you have a 2-minute clip. Okay, so we'll have time and we'll probably get to that then. So here I am telling you about a classified operation. Instead of astronauts going to the moon or to outer space, they take this so that it's not just a 5-minute trip and your brain metabolizes it. It's in your veins, pure. And they come back and they map it. And after, even if you go along with them, they finally tell you, we want to kill everybody. But you're going to be a god soon. And so join us and we'll let you live. We have a battle plan to merge with silicon. We don't like carbon. Join us. You'll live forever. You have to make a choice. We have our own universe. There's this other universe that's built by this bad thing that wants to enslave you. Join us. So you literally meet with aliens, demons. Yeah, just like that. And if you're a Christian born again and you've ever felt the Holy Spirit, you take DMT, you are instantly transported to a slave ship. I've talked to a very well-known talk show host who was Christian but wasn't real sure it was real. He went to Costa Rica about 7 years ago, and 40-something people at a ley line religious site there, because it's where they've done sacrifices in the past, so it becomes a dimensional gate. They all took ayahuasca, and every member of it saw the aliens come out of the forest with them. They all saw it at the same time. So it wasn't like they were individually seeing it. They were all having a group event. And one guy got literally attacked by the demons and was like schizophrenic after that. They saw them climbing all over him. They were like, whoa. I mean, folks, that's why the Aztecs were doing stuff and all of them. They were taking this and interfacing with these creatures. It's all real. Your spirit's eternal. You're an energetic manifestation, third dimension. Imagine, I mean, the third dimensional you is like this tether. The real you is just fabulous. And so imagine you're like the beauty queen. Everybody thinks really hot girls have this great time. Or really good looking guys. They don't. Sure, a lot of people like them, want to be with them, but a lot of people hate them because they're so beautiful. And the globalists and their demon controllers hate you because you're made in the image of God. And if you could see your spiritual self, it's spectacular. I've seen it. I've seen my spiritual body. It's just like, what the hell is that? That's unbelievable. And I'm like a nothing compared to, you know, to the angels and God above that. But that's the hierarchy of this. And if you realized how powerful you were and the intrinsic jealousy of creatures and entities and all these worlds and all these systems and all this energy that chose Satan, it fundamentally hates you. But you've had your memory wiped and don't know who you are. And so, because that's the test. And so that's a fair test. You're not told who you are up front in this boot camp. But then God does a little cheat sheet and will let you know once you've gone through certain tests. So that's what this is. And there are no atheists in the New World Order. There are no the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Folks, they worship the devil. It came out when they leaked the documents in the 70s to the Frank Church Committee that at Skull and Bones, they spend weeks in coffins being defecated on and being urinated on. And it's even in the Good Shepherd movie that with Matt Damon that was produced by Robert De Niro. That's in the movie. That's actually in the congressional reports, trying to get an entity to take them over as an avatar. All right, nobody called for the Middle East. That's fine. The phones are completely open, 877-789-2539. Now, open discussion about it, what you think's going on, what's happening, 877-789-2539. The phones are now completely open for everybody on that topic. Okay, so getting back to what I was saying. Here is Jordan Peterson. So now people are going to listen talking about it.
And then there's this guy named Rick Strassman down at, I think he was at the University of Texas, and he did experimentation with DMT. And DMT, dimethyltryptamine, if I remember correctly, is the active ingredient in ayahuasca. And you produce it in your brain, and it's in plants. It's like a very common chemical. But DMT is a weird hallucinogen because it has an extraordinarily short mechanism of action. It's like, and people who take it report that they're blasted out of their body, like out of a cannon, and then they go out somewhere and encounter beings of various sorts, and then 10 minutes later they're back. And virtually everyone reports that, which is really strange. And so Strassman was giving people DMT intravenously so that the trip would last longer. This was all, you know, NIH-funded experimentation, all cleared with the relevant ethics boards, all conducted within the last 10 years. And he basically quit doing it because he was a pretty straight scientist, you know. He was measuring heart rate and pulse and all that sort of thing, trying to look at the physiology. And then the people he was giving these chemicals to kept coming back and telling him these crazy stories. And, it was too much for him, you know, and no wonder, you know, because they all said the same thing. And he'd say, well, that was a dream. And they'd say, no, and it was the most real thing that ever happened to me. And he'd say, well, you know, it's an archetypal experience. And they'd say, no. No, that was no archetypal experience. I went somewhere else and I saw things and I'm back and like, I don't care what you think. And like, who the hell knows, right? Because it's all subjective. But the weird thing about it is that everyone's reporting the same thing. How the hell do you account for that?
Yeah, so it turns out that's Peterson years ago. The point is, this is all real. This is happening. So we didn't get any calls from Israel or wherever. We normally do. For whatever reason, they're not calling in. Gaza Strip, I guess, has their power turned off most places. So we're going to take your calls in general on the conflict and your view of where it's going and what should be done. 877-789-2539. I see the phones are loaded. We will go right to your calls when we start the next segment. But I do have a little clip of myself talking about this. I guess it's about 6 years ago on Joe Rogan. So we'll play that short clip out of the break. Go to your calls. The point is, this is a giant industrial operation by the government. You read the Bible, they say the wizards, the sorcerers, the pharmakias, that's what pharmakia means, are taking the drugs to interface with these things. And it's very real. And they're influencing what's happening on Earth. So the aliens, demons, it's interchangeable. In my view, it's the same thing. And I already have a connection to God. I already have discernment. My brain is already pointed where it is. A lot of folks that are good people want me to take DMT. And I'm not taking it because I'm like, I already have these dreams every night. And I know the people that aren't Christians, real Christians, they don't have the bad events. I was over the decades talking to Christians that take it. It's horrible because they know they're not going to fool you. They know you're not going to get you and you beam into hell. Because, you know, hell's the only thing that's going to rape your consciousness when you open the gate. Imagine you're just opening the door. So you're in the universe. You're protected by God. You take a drug that blows that away, and now you're in a cage with a 100-foot praying mantis. That's the main thing that attacks. And it's got scurrying aliens, the movie Alien, all around it. And Geiger, who was a Satanist, said he had visions on drugs of those. So it does not sound fun to me. But that's the reality of this. All right, we'll be right back. Infowars.com, band.video. Stay with us. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening. today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock and they're incredible and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken broth, patented, amazing. Then a huge dose of chaga mushroom, a massive dose of bee pollen, a gigantic dose of highest quality turmeric, and then it just gets crazier from there. It's about to sell out. We haven't had it in stock for years. This first new run is about to sell out. Get it discounted right now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. And once you get addicted to it, once you get blown away by it, once you feel your joints and your energy, your stamina accelerate, then become a regular customer for bone broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about all the other great products, because these are great products that empower your life, plus they fund our operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're selling out ultimate bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off, about to sell out.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And I'm not at liberty to get into it, but I was shown 3 years ago what the University of Washington was doing under Bill Gates. And this is in the 90s.
What were they doing?
What do you do? They don't even know what they're being given. It's intravenous.
So you think it's some sort of alien intervention type shit?
Dude, they to get even deeper, they turn your heart off for 5 minutes. And they pump oxygen into your blood. And you're in the meetings. I've talked to people that are involved. I mean, top scientists. And you're in the meetings with freaking aliens. Elves is the main group. But they're
so by shutting your heart off, it makes you have that psychedelic experience by keeping blood in your oxygen. It keeps you alive?
Well, let's explain.
Okay.
The heart goes out. The body thinks it's dead.
Right.
So you can stay in longer. I don't know all the science behind it.
I understand.
But let's explain this.
Lucky,
when you've taken DMT or ayahuasca 200 times, like most of our astronauts and test pilots aren't flying planes. Those are robots now. It's all mind war. So these dudes are like, it stops working once you've taken it hundreds of times. So then they start taking their most psychic people who are able to do this, and they turn their heart off. Hmm. And then they put them into these events, and it's like the things that aliens tell them, they come out and they tell scientists, and it works. So,
like what kind of shit?
They didn't tell, they get killed for this stuff, Joe. This is not, the way they want me off the air. Because when I finally figured this out, because I never touched aliens, I kind of knew the whole thing already. Here's what I'm telling you about. When I was a kid, 8, 9, whatever it was, This lady would come over that had known my parents since UT and was involved, and she'd talk about, yeah, we call it the Psychedelic Research Institute or whatever the name was, but it's really a CIA deal, and, you know, we just can't find people that can handle it. They're going in. The elves want this. And the elves want us to basically reduce population and agree to these certain plans, and it's all a dehumanization. And they call them the elves. It's clockwork elves. And they're like, yeah. And I'm listening to my parents. You're like 7, 8 years old. Like, they don't think you're listening, talking about, well, this is what the elves want, and this is what they're going to do. And the thing is, it's not my parents aren't that special. You go out to San Francisco. That's all there is, dude. It's a cult, man. You, all these guys you know from San
It's a UFO cult, folks. You're interfacing with demons. And we're building what the demons want. And you see how anti-human, cut down the trees, cut your children's genitals off. This is happening. All right, shifting gears back into the war in Israel. Unfiltered, uncensored, Amy, Ivan, Taylor, Anonymous, JR, Ben, Jim, Walter, Carlos. We're going to get to all of you, and then I'll hand the baton to the next guest host, Kate Daly, taking over. But we're going to get to every person here to get your unfiltered, unvarnished opinion of what's happening. Taylor in California, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I really want you to be on the right side of history, man. And, you know, I love what you do over there. And I feel like something that's really growing that people are becoming aware of, that America is actually the real old world and that Israel is really in America. Like, Utah is really the real Utah. And, a lot of history is really fraudulent through, you know, Scaliger and the Renaissance. So I feel like if people look into like hashtag Meltology or UBTV, you know, America is Egypt on YouTube and stuff, they can see like this is being perpetrated by the O negative bloodline, which most of the Oriental so-called Jews are. Like Greg Reese said, you know, they're mostly Khazars. And I feel like they're the, you know, the O negatives are more like an infinite spirit. They're not an eternal soul. Like you were just saying, they're like in this third dimension. They want to keep souls focused on this. Whereas like people that are not, you know, that fallen spirit, they're actually souls. They're, you know, it's a difference between an angel and a soul. Some bodies are human-like, but they're not souls. They're spirits. They're programs. And that's the Rh negative bloodline that you talk about, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas through, Prince Charles or King Charles now. That's, you know, they're all Scythians. They're not really Germans or British or any of that. They're really an injected bloodline, like a manufactured bloodline that was like kind of like an open cracked foam so angels could come through and operate in this world. And they want us to focus on the third dimension. Like you said, it's a small, very small portion of the light spectrum that we live in. And like the infinite beings, mostly being these Rh negatives, they're just trapped in an infinite loop, and they want us to stay in that infinite loop. Like any parasite is in an infinite loop, you know, goes from a worm to a snail to a bird, back in, from the bird getting pooped down onto the ground, back into a snail, you know, the whole loop, keeping us in a loop cycle. And I feel like history has been locked in an infinite loop. And the real history at this point is not what they say it is. It's not that far back. You know, the Israel conflict was really the late 1880s when it started with the Russian Jews, or rather Ukrainian, the Scythians that assumed that, like Gregory said, you know, the Khazars. And so really history from the Renaissance on, or what they're saying, the Renaissance, the medieval period, it all has to be questioned, man. I really feel like we're in the year 1023, not the year 2023.
Very interesting. Very thought-provoking. Thanks for the call. Anonymous in FEMA Region 5, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I wanted to talk about the clockwork elves, the DMT machine elves. But first, I wanted to say I'm a Jewish listener, and I think you do a really good job with the coverage. Even though we might have some disagreements on who the globalists are, like I always say, it's the Jesuits and the Vatican. And just to refute the previous caller, the Merovingian bloodline is a French bloodline. They're not Jews. And that's where Count Dracula comes from, as you say, the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and the Merovingians. And then there's also the papal black nobility, the bloodlines of the popes and the emperors. And these are not Jews. And the Khazar hoax was actually spread by British intelligence agent Arthur Kessler with his filthy book, The 13th Tribe, which is all lies.
Well, I'm about to say the Khazar thing from our research has not been proven. there were certainly some people in that area that converted to Judaism, but to I just call it like I see it. I mean, I think Israel had a stand down, but also Israel didn't blow up the hospital. I think you disagree with that. I just look at it like I see it.
Oh, no, I agree. It was an inside job, just like 9/11. And, yeah, just like you said, there's no evidence of the Khazar hoax being correct. Like, the DNA evidence all proves Jews are same DNA. Ashkenazi Jews, we have the same DNA as other Jews. It's in the Y chromosome. The hoax is the maternal lineage. But if you check the paternal lineage, the Y chromosome DNA from father to son, Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, the 12 sons of Jacob, it's a paternal lineage throughout the Bible. I don't know what the Talmud is talking about when it's emphasizing the mother so much. So that's another hoax, I believe. But DMT.
Okay, yeah, DMT.
I actually have an experience. I've taken DMT one time, and I shapeshifted a little bit. It was really weird. I wasn't captured or anything. But it's just interesting with Japanese history of the ninja. They would take DMT and, I guess, master it. Like, they made an anime show about Jiraiya Sensei, the toad sage in Naruto, that famous animation show. It's all about DMT, a lot of it, with the toads, because they secrete this DMT chemical in their venom, I guess.
Yeah, that toad is in New Mexico and South Texas.
Yeah, it's like a different type of DMT.
It's like DMT-3. It's like super strong. Thanks for the call. JR in New York. JR, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to say the answer is in astral projection, meditation, and prayer. And then all the secrets of the universe can be discovered on your own. That's why the CIA wants people to depend on DMT experiences, because the truth is we are the spacecraft and the time machine. We just have to awaken our consciousness, eliminate our ego, and live life.
Well, you know, I was told this by Dr. Nick Meggins, but it's later been declassified. The government did all these DMT tests and stuff. It got scared and shut it down.
Well, if the public becomes aware of our true power, which is if we do this in unison, we can literally change the world and defeat Satan on the battlefield of the mind, because this is a spiritual war before
anything else. No, I agree, but you've got to know there's a spiritual war to win.
Correct, and that's why information is key, and that's why what I've been calling it and saying is that it's always been an info war since the beginning with the Council of Nicaea, when they scrapped the Bible and made people believe in the Bible in a literal interpretation instead of the allegorical, which is what is spoken of in Paul, where he says that all these things are an allegory when he's speaking about Abraham. But what I wanted to say about this whole war front is obviously these are the same sides playing each other off to eliminate the population.
Exactly. And they're all getting money, whether it's the Iranians or NATO or the U.S. or Israel or Hamas. It's all at the top being run by the same puppet masters.
And David Icke in his books lays it out. He calls them the crypto Jews because they're not Jews. They lie. They say that they're Jews, and they're not, just like what Mr. Reese said in his latest report, which is fantastic. And the truth is that these Talmudic Jews, whether it's the Babylonian Talmudic, and Noton, this guy before that called in, not trying to knock him, but these are people who have usurped and just taken on the position of Jew just to shut everybody up with the anti-Semitism lie. Their whole thing in the Talmud is that they can murder goyim indiscriminately and steal from us. And it just so happens to be that, in my opinion, there's going to be a switch where we are the goyim, because according to all of them, we're just the same on the same level as the Palestinians. And that's why Harrison had a report. He brought up a chart yesterday talking about the percentages of the approval ratings of the Jews to the Christians, et cetera. And they can't stand us, because the Zionists, the Christian Zionists that are backing this whole thing, are all hoping for a vicarious atonement, which is the lie. We have to save ourselves.
I got to jump to everybody, but I'm just going to say this. I'm not a genetic expert, but I've actually done the research, and this is a dumb way to say it because it's more complex, but Sephardic Jews that are darker skinned and look more Arabic, when you go back to Abraham and the two sons, they are pure Jewish than the Ashkenazis, but the Ashkenazis have the same genetic markers and mutations. It's just they've obviously inbred with some Europeans and Russians. I've looked at it, and so I just all I want is peace and freedom, and for all this to stop. And There are good people in every group, but all I know is that we're on the edge of nuclear war. We're already in World War III. And I see plenty of evil out of every group and organization out there. We need to all be good people ourselves. I think that's how we beat this, is good people just say, I'm not accepting the New World Order. Anything Hollywood promotes, anything the New World Order promotes, we're against. And then you can just cut through it all, because I want everybody. I want the Mexicans, and I want the Germans, and I want the Japanese, and I want the Africans in South Africa. And I want, you know, the people in Brazil, and I want the Jews, I want the Christians, I want everybody. I want everybody to wake up and reject this satanic operation. Ben in New York, you're on the air, thanks for holding. You want to talk about bankrupting America, go ahead.
Hi, Alex, long-time listener, it's great to talk to you. So the video you posted a few months back, it was the Robert Welch speech, where he says specifically that the elite are trying to use money in our behalf. So Biden, as a chess piece, is using our money as wastefully as possible. And that's what's going on now with this Israel thing, if they go ahead and...
Oh, it's all Cloward and Piven. Bankrupt the system.
Exactly. Exactly. And then Biden was interviewed the other day, and he said, can we afford to fund a war on two fronts? And he said, this is what we do. You know?
And Janet Yellen said, of course we can. And again, they're positioning us for destruction.
So I guess the question is, can a new speaker, if we get someone in, Jordan, someone...
Yeah,
good,
what happened? The Jordan thing
them?
Failed, right? Yeah, it failed.
Well, if they go for it again, if they try another run at that, I mean, can he, could someone slow this down in Congress? I don't know. I can only hope. I have a kid. I love my daughter. I don't want the country to fall apart. I love America. But it worries the hell out of me.
Well, that's it. A lot of people say, oh, let the system fall. Well, if the whole system falls, we want the ideology of the globalists to fail, but not our infrastructure. You can't just flip it off the old system. You got to phase out of it. And absolutely. And they want to crash the system and then bring in their new system that's 100 times worse. Thank you for the call. Great points. Jim in Arizona talking about taking action. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Alex, longtime listener. The DNA force and the bodies, it's the first time I ever bought that stuff. It's outstanding. I also got Brainforce Ultra. So for the people listening, that stuff really, really works like the first time you take it. I wanted to talk about big picture of what I see going on, which is a little different than you. So if you think back, everything escalated and began accelerating when the Patriot Act was passed.
Yes.
All of this is not a CIA operation, sir. It's a Homeland Security operation. The people running this stuff is Green Beret people, except instead of doing it abroad, they're doing it here. Going further, Kennedy, I don't think he knows it, but Kennedy is controlled opposition. They did what they did to him purposefully because all of these playbooks are coming from Europe. In Europe, traditionally, what they do is they split the left party so that the reasonable people, the Democrat Reagan voters that might go Trump, don't go Trump. They go Kennedy. That's how you get Biden reelected. But even beyond that, I don't believe that they will ever allow Trump to be president.
Well, that's right. The new polls show a Kennedy third party beats Trump.
Yes, sir. And to bring how Israel kind of fits into this a little bit, Bibi is the OG Trump. The first Trump derangement syndrome is Bibi. Leftists and leftist Jews hate Bibi with a psychotic reaction.
No, they do. You've all know Harari came out against him. So what's really happening there?
Well, the reason is because he has been able to unite the right in Israel. So he finally got all the fringe groups to come along with him, telling him that, telling them they can't get everything, but he'll give them some of the stuff. That's why their reaction is so bad. The same thing with the reaction here against Trump. So we need to be looking for opportunities for action, but be mindful of traps. What's happening right now, what Matt Gaetz is doing, is fantastic. Just kill even Jordan. Don't allow him to be speaker. Kill it. Let the government go bankrupt, or let Republicans show their face and vote a Democrat in. because we either need to look like Maui. Maui was an opportunity for us to try and kind of blow this up in the same way the left kind of organizes quickly and does something, but we weren't. So we either got to find ways, again, to take action organically. The next time there's a Ruby Ridge, let's get a million people over there.
But no, I hear you. Just like the Muslims hit the streets, we should. You're a great caller, but I got to move forward. Thank you. Walter in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. How you doing, sir? Thank you so much for taking my call. So back in mid-August, I took a trip to Austin, Texas to see what the buzz was all about. Had a great time. I recollect an experience where I had ordered an Uber to head to downtown Austin. The individual who picked me up, he made his presence known in my dream later on that night. One of the differences was that as soon as he appeared in my dream, his eyes went completely black. And I've not had any experiences with DMT, but I have had experiences with psilocybin mushrooms. Almost 6 years ago, I had a dosage of about 3.5 grams out in Northern California. I've since have done a little bit of research on, you know, what psychedelic experiences do to people. And one of the things that I found interesting was Dr. Jordan Peterson's conversation with a professor, I forget which one, detailing how when there's an interface between demons, that what's occurring is a psychological initiation. It's a cultural ritual. I don't know how much truth there is in that, but I was wondering what your take would be on that perspective.
Well, definitely, they want to interface with you and control your consciousness. I mean, it's other entities in the universe, and it's there. And it's not just squirrels running around your yard and birds in the air and trees and grass there, and whales in the ocean. There's all this other interdimensional life that's there, and we're these ethereal, eternal creatures, and we need to wake up and realize that and protect ourselves.
Now, I know that from my studies, that the prophet Elijah was known for bringing into the biblical scripture the idea that the still small voice inside is where God can be talked with and can be conversed with and connected with.
The conscience.
Which is a difference between God being an exterior force. Now, from what I'm seeing is that there are always events that are triggered that will cause us to be stricken into a sense of fear so that we can believe that what is occurring is something that is beyond our comprehension, that only a few individuals can comprehend what is occurring. And so it seems to want to place us in this state of suggestibility so that we give up our free will.
Absolutely. Unconscious. And the reason I was able to get to you is I jumped the next person. I got to move. Thank you. Carlos in Houston, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. There is, I wanted to talk about the new Equalizer movie with Denzel Washington. You know, I know we probably shouldn't be following mainstream and stuff like that, but it did have some suggestive programming, making the CIA look like a bunch of, you know, badasses. And they actually had a terror cell that was being funded with cryptocurrencies and all this stuff and how they were able to find a terror cell. But they're putting out the predictive programming that they're attacking other countries when in reality the attacks are going to be here soon and very soon. I don't know if you remember the Sean Hannity episode where he was talking about the Muslim encampment north of Jasper, Texas, over here in East Texas somewhere.
Yes.
You only saw that report once. That camp went undisturbed. It's still there. I'm working in Beaumont right now, and the amount of Arab-looking people in this area is immense.
I mean, look at all the Islamic protests all over the country, all over Texas. We are completely overrun, and I agree. It's not like Red Dawn were attacked by Cuba. The globalists are bringing in their sleeper army. There's no doubt.
And they're here. One of the biggest churches, the biggest mosque that I've seen is also in the middle of Port Arthur and Beaumont. Now, I'm not saying anybody to go do anything.
No, but the point is that Islam takes over any country it's in, and our government that claims it's opposing this is bringing it in while saying the American people are the main threat. I appreciate your call. All right, I'm going to do five more minutes before Kate Daly takes over. I'm going to talk to Ivan and Amy when we come back. But I got a plug right now or we won't be on air. Plus, these are great products you need. You've heard the callers talk about DNA Force Plus. You've heard them talk about Real Red Pill Plus. You've heard them talk about Brain Force Plus, Incredible Nootropic. It's 60% off. That sale has got to end imminently. We're selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's still discounted as well. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Infowarsstore.com. Also, back in stock, we got a very limited supply of HGH Max Boost, 1776 Testosterone Boost, and, of course, Pain MD. Those are all names I came up with from a top company that are patriots, that have number one bestsellers, that let us private label them. These are already certified, super high quality bestsellers with amazing results in health and vitality and energy and everything. We have a very limited supply of all these. That keeps the broadcast on air, but you need to experience HGH Max Boost, 7076 Testosterone Boost, and Pain MD at InfoWarsStore.com. So InfoWars Platinum is back in stock, limited supply, been out for 6 months. We have this trifecta sale that we've expanded up to 60% off. It's got to end imminently. We have the new book out that's 200 pages longer than the last one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist, and launch the Second Great Renaissance. It is available, signed as a fundraiser or unsigned, at InfoWarsStore.com or get it to Amazon to send it up to number one. But it starts shipping Friday, less than 2 days. Basically, the book's out. It's not pre-order now, in my view. Friday, it'll officially not be pre-order. It starts shipping for your pre-orders Friday. Get The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 or Amazon.com. The book's available there. Everything else is available at InfoWarsStore.com. We got books. We got films. We have limited run t-shirts. The Trump mugshot shirt, it's going to sell out. That's it. It's like the Alex Jones for President shirt. Limited edition. Not available anymore. Those are available, and that's how we stay on air. I cannot express to you enough how much we're in the fight together, and without you, we can't do it. But whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, take clips out of the show that you think are most important, post them to your social media. It's changing the world. You are the resistance. You are the answer. So keep it up, and I salute you, and I thank you for what you're doing. And I thank the crew, and I thank our affiliates, and I thank our sponsors. All right, we're going to start hour number four. Always incredible guest host, Kate Daly, who fills in and does a great job every Wednesday in the fourth hour. She's coming up, and then Owen Schroyer getting ready to report to prison here in about a week. He's hosting the show 3 p.m. Central.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the Second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, taking your phone calls right now. I got one more story I'm going to hit before I hand the baton to Kate Daly coming up to start the next segment. Let's go to Amy in South Dakota. Thanks for holding. You're on the Middle East. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I think this is going to lead to the rebirth of the caliphate. And I know I see this probably different than most people do.
No, I agree. It's unifying all the Muslims.
It is. And I think the OIC is going to vote that in for in the UN. And I see in Revelation 13, in the book of Daniel, beasts were always kingdoms, and then they had kings. And you look at the sea beast, I believe that is going to be the caliphate that comes back. And the land beast has no specific territory. It covers all the land. That is the global government system that we're seeing going up right now, which will establish the mark, which we're seeing that they're doing. And I also believe it's going to put breath back into the sea beast, which is the caliphate. It will help that caliphate to come back together, like the breath that you saw in Ezekiel of the dry bones that brought the Jews back. The UN's going to do the same thing, but it's going to plug for the caliphate. And I see in history, you look at World War II, these two kingdoms worked together back then to wipe out the Jews. Which
well, that's totally true. And look at how Erdogan with Turkey has tried to start a Muslim party in Europe. They're the minority in every country, 10-20%, but together they're the majority. When you add them all up together, they can take control of any country they want.
Right. And you see in the sea beast, you're going to see 10 kings come together. And you look at the territory that is in Revelations, the lion, the leopard, the bear, that was all territory of the Middle East. That's going to come back into this kingdom. So God's saying, territory, look over here. This is the body here. This is what comes out. And if you study Islamic prophecy, you know they already have a prophecy of the Mahdi and Isa al-Masi that come back in the last days. And the Mahdi is supposed to do a peace agreement with the Jews on the Temple Mount. And all you have to do is study Islamic prophecy. Everything fits when you look at the sea beast as the caliphate, the land beast as the world government. The two work together in the last days. And I think the whole AI system and everything that you're seeing right now can be explained through biblical eyes. God warned us ahead of time. Yes, we're not to fear. We are supposed to act, but we also have to see this correctly. Because if we don't see this correctly, Christians are going to take the mark.
All right, thank you so much, Amy. Ivan in Wisconsin, last caller, go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Good, brother, go ahead.
Good, yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you. I'll try to be, you know, concise. On the DMT, I've tried the DMT several times, never saw any nasty beings or, you know, things telling me to do, you know, the grotesque things. And what I thought about was also I've read that ayahuasca is, like, super efficient, like 90%. Success in helping people like break drug addiction and stuff like that. So I wonder, you know, if they're doing something different, those experiments, like a
no, I'm not even here. No. That's what you're saying is true.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought about that. Also, there's one called Salvia Divinorum that a brother of mine introduced me 2 years ago that was similar. It was like, you went to another dimension. Like, no joke about it. Like, I went somewhere else. No question. It's kind of like the sage of the diviners is Salvia Divinorum. But, so also something that David Wilcox said is if you take DMT crystals and you hit it with a hammer, it actually emits rainbow-colored light. I thought it was really interesting. But then the one caller you had talked about meditation and that being, you know, the way to connect, not through all the drugs and whatnot. And we know that meditation and collective intention can reduce crime rates in neighborhoods and stuff like that. They've proven that. And, you know, one thing I would like to promote is the quantum shift in the collective consciousness, like the 100th monkey phenomenon, where we all kind of collectively wake up and whatnot. And then talking about the Israeli stuff, I heard recently that a bunch of the Palestinians actually have the original Hebrew DNA, and a lot of the Israelis don't. I mean, I don't know what that means, but this one guy.
Well, it's true that the Palestinians are closely related to Sephardic Jews. Yeah.
And what I read also what found interesting about that was that you know, there were ancient cults in the ancient world, the Saturnian cult, solar cult, stellar cult, lunar cult, cult of the mushroom, and people that the Medes and only really experts in mind control, like the word media. But what I read is that Israel was formed from the joining of three ancient cults whose gods were Isis, Ra, and El. And that is Ra-El.
All right, appreciate your call. Kate Daly coming up. Stay with us.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Over here in just a few minutes, then Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central today with the War Room.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
But I wanted to hit one more story before I hand the baton to the great Kate Daly. Infowars.com. Dad files $35.6 million lawsuit against Pfizer over 17-year-old son's vaccine death. So they're filing lawsuits against the transgender cult. That's how we take action. An upset dad in Canada whose son died following the Pfizer COVID-19 jab filed a lawsuit against the pharmaceutical giant seeking compensation for his son's death due to $35.6 million. And it goes on to say, in September 27, 2021, Ontario resident Dan Hartman's son, Sean, was found deceased on his bedroom floor just 33 days after receiving Pfizer's COVID jab. And they now admit they knew that was one of the main causes. Very important article on InfoWars.com. I hope you get it. I hope you share it, because only 2% are taking the new experimental shot. We're beating them, but they plan to bring it back. They've been trying to bring it back. They try to bring lockdowns back and masks and controls, but we got ahead of it. That's the power of we the people, and we've got the initiative. So pray for this, Father, and get behind this, because we've got to get on the offense before the globalists release their next disease acts, which they admit is the jewel in their crown for total control. Kate Daly of katedalyshow.com takes over now.
Ah, thanks, Alex. Really appreciate that. It's a huge story with Pfizer. There's a lot of lawsuits that need to happen on this in order to make any headway at all in getting people to understand, wake up, and figure out what's going on. I interviewed Judy Mikovits yesterday, and let me just tell you, you know, she said the flu shots changed a lot in 2009. The regulations of things, the mRNA vaccine around since the 80s. So many diabolical things have been going on and have just been swept under the carpet, and nobody's talking really, except here and a couple other places. Nobody's talking about that. These people are lined up right now in a Walmart and a CVS and all these different places to get these flu shots. And the problem is that they're full of disease and junk and disgusting things. And people don't realize what they're injecting into their bodies. It's amazing what they're doing. And it just makes me sad. I was standing behind somebody buying a shot for themselves, and they were so eager to get it. And I thought, you don't even know what you're putting into your body. You don't even know. Judy worked on those shots. Judy understands what's happening. Judy was thrown in jail. Judy worked with Fauci. She calls him the other F word. She's very vocal. And I really appreciate that about her. There's so much there that changed in the regulations and the hijacking. And she calls it a mysomatic. So a lot of garbage and disease and mice leukemia and all kinds of things get turned around in a blender and put into your shots. And those are the shots they want you to take. At all costs, please warn people. please get on social media. Please warn people. I know you are. I know you are. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but you've got to do it more right now because you know they're gearing up for more. They didn't do all of this to just go away because people started waking up. And she said the masks, wearing those masks, they are causing so much disease and illness in people and they don't even realize it. That's what's so sad. So I have Jeremy Brown coming up. He was there at J6, January 6th, and of course incarcerated. He'll be calling from jail. And I also just, you know, thinking about this last week since I was on it last Wednesday, talking about Gaza, talking about Israel, what's going on over there, and asking a lot of questions. And I got a lot of feedback from a lot of you, and I really appreciated that. I said, email me, Kate at Kate Daly Radio, let me know. You know, am I, what am I missing? You know, if I'm writing an expose, what am I missing? And, because a lot of things are not adding up and they surely are not still. And this is 10 days in and we are still not getting all the true stories about what's happening and stuff is still not adding up, right? And people are speaking out about that wall and saying a grain of rice could not get past that wall without the powers that be knowing about it. And then today, $100 million more dollars going in humanitarian after we're already giving $3 billion to Israel. Now I know with the army they have, the money they've received, I know that they could squash anybody like a bug. They truly could. Now I also know that there's lots of countries around them. I get it. But what I'm saying is that there's so much more to this and it's so reminiscent of me for 9/11. I'm so reminiscent of the 9/11 story for me. Just because I remember our Air Force being sent out an hour and a half away on a drill at precisely the time that 9/11 happened. Otherwise they would have been up in those planes right next to the aircraft. So we have to understand that there's always going to be a lot more going on than meets the eye. And I know you do. And I know you get it. Thank goodness for that. Where would we be without that? At least a portion of this great population, at least understanding that we get lied to consistently. Vietnam, it was the lie about the Gulf of Tonkin. I mean, it doesn't even, you can go back on every single war, every single thing that we call a war. And you can see that we were brought into it for those reasons. Now, I do worry about the draft. I do have people in Hawaii telling me there's a lot of activity with the troops going on, a lot of activity for troops going over to Germany, over to the Middle East. And it worries me. It worries me that this ends up into something bigger because, you know, we all have kids, right? And a majority of us have kids. And I don't want to see them brought in to a war that usually these are always fought for. I should say always, not even usually, always fought for other agendas. And I don't want our innocent Americans brought into that at any cost. But I do want to say that, you know, I have to kind of remind myself too about what they would like to have happen, right? And so I was looking at Satanist Albert Pike, and I was looking at what he wrote about the Third World War. And maybe it's a good refresher course, you know. Albert Pike said, and this was, my gosh, over 100 years ago, must be fomented by taking advantage, the Third World War, by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete moral, physical, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism. That's their goal. Let's be real. He went on to say, origin of savagery, I can't even talk today, of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity. You get their goal, right? That's their goal. Deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive this light from Lucifer finally brought out in public view. This manifestation will result in the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. The fallout, the result that they want, where they're headed with that, you have to know that it is to absolutely take down Christianity. And we are a nation built on Christian principles, right? And so of course, there's going to be such a strong desire to have that happen. And this is why I bring up the projects I do, like Bluebeam and stuff like that, on the air, because I want people to know that this is where they're headed, because I don't think we're warning our kids. I don't think we're telling our kids this. And it is worth defending. It is absolutely worth defending. This country is worth defending. Christianity is worth defending. Freedom and liberty are worth defending. And I should know, I've been censored so much. And let me tell you, the powers that be in every city across America are literally just dying to take over these cities and counties. We can save this country if we go to local counties and cities, because there's over 3,000 of them, and you can save this country. But it's going to take a lot of work, okay? So I've got Jeremy Brown, and I just want you to know, listen to what Jeremy has to say about this country. Listen to where we're headed right now with the incarcerations of people that just show up to basically want to know what's going on when it comes to our country's elections. Can you even imagine that this is an issue, right? It's not an issue. You're allowed to ask about elections. You are allowed to question elections. Don't ever stop doing it. And don't ever let anybody tell you you can't. Jeremy Brown, welcome to the program, and I'm so glad to have you. I really want to hear a lot about your story. You were sentenced this year to 7 years in prison after federal agents said they discovered, right, these rounds of ammunition in your possession. But I have a feeling it wasn't there at J6, but they sure want to make it sound like that. Will you tell people your story?
Yeah, absolutely. And Kate, thanks for having me on. And, the InfoWars audience is very familiar with my story, because I actually broke the recording of the FBI agents attempting to recruit me through van.video and Brandon Graves, Just Another Channel. But, what they arrested me on and then, of course, charged me with after the fact was possession of stolen military fragmentation grenades and classified materials, as well as constitutionally protected firearm, in addition to the misdemeanor trespassing. But really this was all born out of a retaliation by this corrupt and compromised foreign government, federal government, compromised by foreign government, a retaliation for me basically recording their agents attempting to recruit me to infiltrate the Oath Keepers prior to even the announcement of January 6th, much less the event itself.
And I know you had a great interview with Alex, and I know that you've had some great interviews on this show. Tell us, what were you doing on January 6th? Because I know that the charges for that day were only trespassing, as they were for almost everybody, right?
Well, that's exactly right. The charges against me from January 6th are basically two misdemeanors, in essence, trespassing. You know, they're legal terminology for trespassing. But the reality of that day is that I was simply part a volunteer assistant to a group of Oath Keepers. You might know them, because the group that I was with were all the initial super bad guys, your Kelly Meggs, your Jessica Watkins, your Kenny Harrelson, all the ones that have been convicted of much more heinous and ridiculous sentences. I was in that group. They know I was in that group as of January 5th and 6th. They knew I was in that group afterwards, because I went public with my knowledge of what they did on March 5th. And yet still, they didn't come after me until the actual story about January 6th being a Fed insurrection broke in the summer. What the Oath Keepers did that day would simply show up by invitation of the event organizers in order to provide security for the speakers, organizers, and whoever else was deemed a VIP to escort them from the Ellipse to the Capitol, where there was meant to be permitted stages for follow-on speeches, as referenced by the President of the United States at the time, and to ensure that those people got there totally safe from any counter-protesters. That was it. All the planning, all the equipment that the Department of Justice has referenced in their fake show trials were all elements of a security operation and had nothing to do with any type of armed overthrow or even protest. We were not there to protest. We were there to protect protesters from counter-protesters. That is it. But they got caught up in an event that was organized, planned, and executed by this federal government. Whatever agencies were involved, we likely will never know, but we definitely know some of the elements involved, in order to be deemed as the patsies, much like Hitler did to the communists in the early 1930s when he orchestrated the burning of the German Reichstag.
Amen. Wow. Tell people a little bit about that day, too, because, you know, what's very interesting to me is that you're so dangerous, you need to be put away for 7 years, although, like what you said in the beginning, they knew who you were. There was no danger there, and it wasn't until they concocted this story and then got it out that this even became a topic of conversation. Because we know that the deaths that Biden talked about, right, King Ding-a-ling, we know that those didn't happen, because the deaths that he talked about, the agents, things like that, that did not happen on that day. That didn't happen. Some of those were natural causes that were kind of appointed to January 6th and have been in the news and never really retracted.
Well, and let me turn this and tie this into current headlines, right? The new big spin-up is back to Islamic terrorism again, right? We've got to do this. Right. We've got to go to war again, Kate. And why do we have to go to war? Because we are threatened by Islamic terrorism. But Jesse Kelly made a great point the other night on his show. How many Americans have died at the hands of Islamic terrorists in the last 12 months? How about let's go in the last 3 years? And you will find that more American citizens were killed at the hand of the Capitol Police and as a result of this FBI-orchestrated operation than have been killed by Islamic terrorists in the last 3 years. But see, they don't want to talk about that, and I'm not even including the murders of individuals through suicide and pressure that has been forced upon them by the Department of Justice and their just completely prosecutorial misconduct and their malicious prosecution cases. Matthew Turner is one. There's been some others where they've just been driven to suicide. And this is the real danger. The real danger to the American people is not the danger that you're being told by those who are endangering you, but the actual danger is those who are telling you these lies.
Yes, and on the lies, when they said you were sentenced for 7 years, the mainstream lying media said that federal agents discovered these rounds of ammunition and all of these things, really making it look like you had all of these items at January 6th, which you did not. Correct?
Well, I mean, look,
tell us about those items.
Never had the grenades. I never had the classified materials. And in trial, in pre-trial hearings, the Department of Justice did this to prevent the case, as far as it pertained to the weapons, from being associated to January 6th, because they knew my defense was going to be tied to the fact that the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force had recruited me. So in order to exclude the recording from evidence, the DOJ insisted that the weapons charges and the classified materials had nothing to do with January 6th, thus making the judge claim that the recording is irrelevant because these charges have nothing to do with January 6th. And yet after I was convicted falsely, Then, in sentencing, the DOJ went on and said about how January 6th was the main cause. And so the fact is that they're lying about their lie, and they know it, and we're catching them in all of these disparate transcripts and court hearings and proceedings and things like that because they can't keep their lies straight on the record.
Absolutely. Is anyone fighting for you in Congress, in the government, in the Senate? Is anyone listening to you, fighting for you, and awake enough to understand what how they're coercing and entrapping and doing all of this?
No.
No.
And they're not fighting for you either. Look, remember, their focus right now, literally, as the debate goes on about the new Speaker of the House, their only concern of why we must have a Speaker, is because we need to fund the war in Israel, not the treasonous actions of the man sitting in the presidency, not the treasonous actions of the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Defense, headed by Mark Milley, who has admitted publicly that he intentionally worked with the Secretary of Defense, Esper, to undermine the commander-in-chief, but has also admitted publicly that he directly contacted our enemy, China, through back channels and told them that if they were to be moved against by President Trump, that he would warn them. That is the very constitutional definition of treason, of which he has so brazenly admitted in public. And hell, he'll probably put it in his next book. But this is the reality. And has Congress done anything? No. They've only done the bare minimum to convince people that they're not in on it. But they haven't fooled me because I've been in jail for 2 years begging and pleading for them to listen to me, and they've done nothing but ignore me. And they know who I am.
It makes my stomach turn, Jeremy. I'm talking with Jeremy Brown. He is in prison, has a 7-year sentence now, and on trumped up charges, and they're getting really good at entrapping people. And I think that's like the newest term for the FBI. It's just all about entrapment now. How to entrap people. Insane.
If you ask them, they're simply protecting the American people from violent domestic terrorists and extremists.
Jeez Louise. It's mind-boggling to tell you the truth, Jeremy. It is. It's mind-boggling. And it's mind-boggling that we have a Congress. We know what cockroaches Congress and senators are. I get it. I've been at this a long time, but it's shocking to see that no one will take a stand. No one will try to deliver the actual truth. And then what they say is they don't even correct it was an armed insurrection statement, which is completely 100% false. There was nothing armed about it. Correct?
I mean, they still apparently think America is a democracy. Obviously, they've never read the writings of Benjamin Franklin.
Yes. Yeah, so true. There was no insurrection and no armed insurrection. I want to clarify that. There was no insurrection. There was a lot of people there that loved their country and had a lot of obvious questions about the installation of a president and an election that was taken, which was really obvious right in front of us, even on TV. So people had a lot of questions, but those people are being vilified. And so, of course, Americans are being vilified through this. And I'm so sorry that you're the one taking the brunt for this because I can't imagine what you must be feeling sitting in a cell trying to understand how in the world you even got there. I'm sure. What can we do to help you?
Well, what you continue to do is bring the truth to light, to wake up and then do everything you can, like you said, at the local level to let them know.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, katedalyradio.com. I have Jeremy Brown on the line. He is serving time, just got a 7-year sentence. 7-year sentence. Already completing 2 years. For what? I think we still have yet to even find out what they're actually doing. I'm going to ask you about the due process in just a moment. But the calls from jail can only go so long. So I'm so glad you called right back in. Because you were timed out. And so you were just about to say what we can do, Jeremy, to help you.
I mean, what we have to do is call them out, let them know that we know what they did, and we need to take whatever measures you deem necessary at the local level, right? Because you're never going to get the attention of the national politicians. I mean, look, they're in Hollywood for the ugly, okay? They're not going to listen to you. They're not going to answer your mail. But through your state legislatures, through your governors, through your state attorney generals, they will listen to you. And they have actually more authority under the United States Constitution than the federal government to correct these things. And so that is what we need to do, and we need to continue to spread the word that January 6th. And let me just slightly correct you, Kate. You mentioned that January 6th was not an insurrection. And let me correct you. It was not only an insurrection. It was a military coup. You see, this military coup utilized an unconventional agent provocateur operation that involved congressional leadership, the Department of Defense, intelligence agencies, federal and local law enforcement, as well as private military contractors. And when I first came out with my recording, I was not as sure about making that claim, even though this is exactly where I ended my special operations career as the non-commissioned officer in charge of the special activities branch, covering these very types of tactics, doctrine, policy, and things. So I didn't used to be so bold as to ensure the American people that this is what happened. But since then, in the last 2 years since I've been incarcerated, the intrepid journalism of independent Americans out there have revealed exactly what I suspected. And I now say with nearly complete confidence, after reviewing the writings of congressional members who were present that day, after listening to the interviews of the Capitol Police Chief from that day, after listening to the interviews of the prosecutors that have run this entire thing, and then after hearing and reading the transcripts and testimonies in other cases and seeing the way that they have handled my case, I can assure you that what January 6th was a military coup. And until we bring that to the attention of those who pretend that they care, then we're never going to correct it, and they will just continue to roll us up slowly, one at a time, much like the NKVD did in the Soviet Union or the Stasi or any of these other secret police agencies that we're all familiar with in the history books. You are living in history right now, and you best wake up to the fact that you're in the worst part of it.
Oh, amen to that. And I'm glad you corrected me, because it wasn't an insurrection by the people. It was an insurrection by the powers that be. It had the ability to commit such acts of treason as by installing a president. And so I love that. I'm glad that you did that.
Which is why, just like the Boston Massacre, only Americans died on January 6th. Not one single agent of the government was seriously harmed. I mean, they might have had some bruises, right? Because, see, when you hit an American, they tend to hit back. See, what they actually did is, while they were wearing all their padding and helmets and shields, hitting elderly people in the heads with their batons, some of them hit back in self-defense, and now they're charging those Americans with felony assault on a law enforcement officer. Give me a break.
Oh, it's disgusting. In fact, the lie that 140 officers were assaulted, I have yet to see any photos of anybody in that position actually assaulted. So I have yet to see any photos, but they claim it. They claim it. It's just not an actual reality. Tell me a little bit about the due process, because I think Americans would be horrified to understand that the Patriot Act is in full force, where you can be held indefinitely without evidence, without real charges, without anything. And tell us a little bit about the due process so that so people out there realize what we're up against right now.
Well, I mean, as far as January 6th or any patriot, whether you are a pro-life activist, maybe you're just a Catholic that goes to Mass every Sunday, you don't get no due process, okay? So Black Law Dictionary defines due process, in essence, in the simplest terms, that any presumption of guilt is a violation of your due process. Because, see, it is the government's burden to seek indictment based on probable cause that you have violated statutory crimes or the elements of those crimes. Only upon probable cause are you to even be accused of these crimes And then with these accusations and indictments, then they seek warrants. And then they gather evidence of the crime, not aimed to build a case and provide and manufacture evidence. But see, what you've seen in January 6th and many of these other types of cases, a complete reversal. What they do is they arrest you, then they indict you, then they take what they seize at the search warrant and then use that against you, which is why many of these cases have dried up. See, the government, once they arrest you, should be ready within a short amount of time to go to trial. This is why the Sixth Amendment provides you the enjoyment of a speedy trial, because they're supposed to be ready. And yet, in these cases, they've arrested people, held them without bond, which is a violation of their Eighth Amendment rights, and then claim, well, Your Honor, we're not quite ready because, you know, there's just so much evidence to go through. I mean, plus, we also have to hide it from the American people, so that's an extra step that they had to take. We're not ready to go to trial 4 years. This has turned the judicial system on its head. But see, that's because this isn't a judicial case. Like I said, it's a military coup, right? And some great person way back when once said, never quote the law to a man with a sword. And see, we are quoting the law to the men with swords. They have the power, they know it, and they'll just use it however they want. Constitutional right and judicial process and due process be damned.
Are they incarcerating and then obviously taking this long, because we know this tactic that they're using, how are they getting away with it in court? Are they saying because it's federal, because it has to do with the White House, because it is a situation where you're so violent, even though, you know, which you're not, even though they didn't do anything right away on that day, this, they came later for everybody. So that means they're not so violent that everybody had to get everybody off the street. So that is a total lie. So what are they using in court to be able to get away with incarcerating you while they build a trial against you? How are they doing that?
What they're using is the unconstitutional application of judicial discretion, which basically says if a judge deems that you are a threat to the public and that you're a danger, he can deny you bond. Now, I say it's unconstitutional because the Eighth Amendment says nothing about that, right? The Eighth
right.
Amendment says your right to bail shall not be excessive, right? So, hey, yep. If the judge thinks you're dangerous, he should just set your bail at $2 million. But to deny you bail, to deny you bond, is a violation of the Eighth Amendment. And so, like I said, they're relying on the judge's discretion. So in my case, remember, they show up with an arrest warrant for two misdemeanors, which means they should have called, left a message, and said, we have a warrant for your arrest. You have until 10:30 tomorrow to turn yourself in to the Tampa field office of the FBI. But they didn't do that, right? They wanted to conduct the raid so that they could find the thing that they could later charge me with. And I hear the music.
It's 2 a.m.
Wow. All right.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number 1, it is up to you to send us to number 1 right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm so glad to be able to interview Jeremy Brown, because his story, it needs to be heard everywhere. And also because I worry about the lawyers. I worry about the are they getting adequate representation? Are they getting somebody that's an actual fighter? And then I wonder where all of our patriots in America are. Our patriot lawyers. Is there such a thing? Or patriot lawyers who actually can help fight and understand what's at stake in America right now. Because right now, the person that loves their country, that questions an election, even though elections have been questioned for decades, okay, we're the enemy if we question it. If we say election fraud, if we say there's proof of election fraud, which there is, we are the enemy. Jeremy's back with me, and I want to talk to you about your representation. Do you have confidence in this? Do you have confidence that you're getting representation that's actually fighting? Because I've seen a lot of scenarios in government where we see, you know, fake fighting going on, and fake fights don't amount to much. And I'm just wondering the representation that you're getting, Jeremy.
It has not been great. I have an attorney now that's doing an excellent job. My current attorney, in the D.C. misdemeanor cases, we're too new in each other's lives to be able to make any assertions as of yet. But previous to this, I mean, my representation has pretty much been horrible. But I mean, this is what I expected, and it's why one of the levels of my mission is to expose all this. I mean, I maintained two, basically they're public defenders, for 6 months because I wanted to be able to say that for 6 months nothing was accomplished, right? I mean, look, I knew the day that I went public with the recording that these federal agents attempting to recruit me to be in this situation. So I am doing my best to make the most of a bad situation by exposing as much as I can of the crimes of this federal government, this judiciary, to the American people so that they are prepared when they come for you. And they will come for you.
It makes me physically ill because the only chance you have is if people make sure that you are getting adequate representation and getting help on this. And is there a resource they can go to help you? Because I feel so just so sad for all of those people that cannot even get a voice out of the situation you're in to even try to wake, you know, to get people very, very aware of the situation that you're in, which is almost impossible to fight. If you can't get at least decent representation here, I don't know what else can help you right now. I know the American people can, but help you. But is there a resource that you can give people to learn more about this or help you in any other way that way?
I mean, if you want to help me, the hard truth is that, and this is to go back to the due process argument discussion we were having earlier, that they're holding defendants without bond is because it is extremely difficult to prepare your case while you're in jail. I didn't have access to witnesses. I had to tell an attorney who very likely didn't want to pursue witnesses, who didn't want to get investigators. I mean, it just is a complete limitation on your ability to prepare your case. Because, see, if I was out of jail, I could go to law offices myself. I could sit down and interview. I could talk to my witnesses myself. I could do investigations on my own to assist my attorney. But when I'm locked up, I have to rely on my friends and my family. And the reality is, you know, no one is going to defend yourself like you're going to defend yourself. But as far as helping me, that's one of the reasons why immediately we established a defense fund. Like I said before, I knew that they were coming for me, which is what makes their claims even that much more ridiculous, right? Because 10 months after the fact, they found me at my house. I was making no attempt to flee the country. I was doing multiple interviews. I was calling them out publicly. It wasn't like I was just like, whoa, I was a January 6th and now the FBI's there. No, I was prepared, and yet they found me at my house. Total indication that I had no desire to run from them, that they did not scare me. And so the day that they locked me up, my friends and family immediately established a defense fund and went right into action, raising the level of awareness to my case. And like you said, many of people don't have this ability. We're able to fight because the American people have been generous enough to provide to our legal fund. And so if you want to look into possibly helping us, you can go to jeremybrowndefense.com. You can find links to all of my interviews. We do a podcast out of the jail Monday through Thursday. And you can find a link to our donation page there. But the reality is, look, the entire system is stacked against you, the American citizen, right? It is meant, what the Constitution intended was to protect us, but what the system has done over the last 200 plus years has done nothing but build a system to work against us. And legal representation is just one of those underlying systems that has been built not to benefit you, but to benefit the system itself.
Is there any involvement in the state at the state level trying to help you at all?
State legislatures have the power to address these problems of usurpation and government overreach. And so, yeah, I mean, at the state level, that can be done. But the reality is, The main thing is to be loud, be vocal, and be involved. Don't waste 5 days out of your week following football so that you can get a new fantasy role, right? Get involved at the local level, whether it be in community groups, whether it be in political races, or you don't even have to be, just show up, right? I mean, look, any show of American involvement scares the death out of them, which is why they're constantly issuing these Department of Homeland Security warnings. Oh, we think there's going to be a big, huge threat. I mean, that is all hogwash meant to scare you from being involved in these events, being involved in your peaceable assembly. Right.
Did you ever get your sheriff involved at all, Jeremy? Did you ever get your talk to your sheriff before all this went down, as you knew they were kind of going to build this against you? Did you ever talk to your sheriff? Because your sheriff could have stood in the way.
Oh, he could have. But my sheriff, Chad Chronister, is a rhino in the worst way. He was buddies with the state's attorney, Andrew Warren, who was a George Soros-supported Democrat, who since been removed by the Governor Ron DeSantis. So, yeah, he is married into the DiBartolo family. He's just a pretty boy figurehead, and so he's definitely not going to be one of those sheriffs that has the balls to stand up to the federal government. But that is something that people can do. They can put pressure on their sheriffs, because their sheriffs do have the constitutional authority to say no.
Yes.
To certain aspects. In fact, Marion County Sheriff here in Florida, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. The FBI went to him and he said, no, you're not doing a raid on this January 6th suspect. You're going to call him in and give him an opportunity to turn himself. Now, juxtapose that to the Citrus County Sheriff, Mike Pendergrass, who embarrassingly is an Army veteran. He gladly posted on his social media that he loves to work with the FBI and his federal partners. Well, apparently he has not read the Constitution, of which he has sworn to defend multiple times through different areas of his career, because they are not your brother, okay? The state government is meant to be adversarial to the federal government intentionally. And if you don't believe me, read Alexander Hamilton's explanation of it in Federalist 26 through 29. And he lays out the case as to why the state must always counter out the encroachments by the federal government, because the founding fathers knew exactly how tyranny came about, and it was incrementally through the exertion of power.
Yes, the sheriff is that stopgap, and I wondered how your sheriff was. Well, that sums that up, and I'm so sorry about that. And we need to make sure that we all have terrific sheriffs that understand, that have been trained properly in the role that they have, because most of them don't even know what their job is. So I appreciate you talking about that.
Remember, my sheriff, Chad Chronister, was also one of the sheriffs that during COVID locked up pastors who were trying to hold church, okay? So, in fact, I think the pastor in Tampa recently held an Awaken American rally. I think his name was Brown, ironically. But Sheriff Chad Promise for Billsburg County, Florida, locked up a preacher during COVID. So, yeah, he's not much going to protect my rights.
Tells me all that I need to know. What's the website again, Jeremy, to help you?
I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%. Some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super constant. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Hold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength.
and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.